The Beer with Friends podcast is pre-recorded in the D2R studios. It is intended for an audience of 21 and older. Please drink responsibly and stay hydrated. With the lemonade and the Sprite, though.
Yeah.
So.
Although I got a bump on my tongue.
You did?
Fucking A. Every time I get lemonade, like that, yeah, Herbie's.
Herbie's.
No, Saturday.
Feels Chuck, like the size of a quarter, but it looks like the size of, you know.
Chuck was nice enough to help me move my dad.
Nice.
So
that's a word that you could use.
And
that's about never again.
After sweating our balls off continually for over 6 hours, I thought it was a good way to crack the night open by drink. We made homemade shandies with lemonade and Sprite, little ice in the glass, easy drinking pilsner. Little lemonade or Sprite on top, and I probably put away 5 or 6 of them that night.
Yeah.
Before we started drinking the good stuff.
With all the IPA we got in the hallway, we didn't need those right off the bat.
Yeah. So that was a treat too, for sure. That all that free IPA smell.
Yeah.
At the old apartment building that they don't live in anymore.
The back hallway smelled like.
The cat had been living there for 10 years.
It smells like every apartment building.
Yeah, it was pungent, to say the least.
I can understand why the cat was living there, since there was cat food on the floor as well.
It's like someone knocked the bag open and just kind of trailed it a little ways.
Yeah, like they were taking it into their apartment and the door handle hit the bag and ripped it open.
It was like the Mexican lady in Goonies. I could see her kicking the bag through the hallway. Kicking cat food is coming out of the bag.
Los cocaras y los cacarochas.
Lagunas. Oh, such a great
always
movie.
Keep the drugs separated.
That's right. They get super pissed off. They will get super pissed off.
Just goes in the set control.
Yes. Too funny.
But they were good.
Mm-hmm. Right up here.
They were much better than any manufactured one I've had.
You can open.
Can we start this?
Yeah, sure.
Start it.
Oh, that sound.
Sounds like beer.
Welcome to the Beer Friends Podcast. I'm your host.
What?
The podcast?
The body cast.
I'm your host.
Drinking?
It's a podcast. Eric, the Beer Father. Back for another fun-filled adventure in craft beer drinking.
Bye-bye.
Tonight, we're joined by a six-pack of casting characters. We have six people in the room tonight. The person sitting across from me, pushing all the buttons and making everything work, is, of course, Ryan, a.k.a. the Beer Ninja. So much for no drops.
I don't have one for you. I have certain ones, though.
Sitting next to me is Dennis, a.k.a. White Sinbad.
Christmas all the way!
A lot ahead in that tiny little cup.
Yeah, buddy. It's going to be a lonely night tonight.
Yeah. Ryan, much love.
Next to him in his usual corner spot is Chuck, a.k.a. the Beav.
You're one big beaver.
Thank you.
And sitting all the way at the end, we have D, a.k.a. Bone Feast. And tonight's special guest, super fan extraordinaire, Matt Tubby's here.
Hello, guys. How are you? Sometimes you want to
go where everybody knows. Tubby's back for his follow-up sophomore appearance. So just like in the record industry, this is the album that's going to suck.
No doubt.
Well, no, Gavin Ross, in my defense, Bush. I can't really top your guys' 100th episode.
That's so true. So so far, from what I've seen on the table, I think you did just fine. This will be one of the exceptions to the rule for sophomore appearances. So between you and Boner tonight, I think we'll do just fine on beer. So.
You don't like grapefruit juice?
It's not grapefruit juice, dude.
So we're just going to drink some stuff that Matt brought and some stuff that Bonefield bought. I had a couple of beers that I brought. We started off with, if you listened to the opening, we drank a Turntable Pils by Great Lakes 5.4 ABV, 35 IBUs. Easy drinking Czech Pilsner.
Crushable.
Yep. 12 pack for 15 bones.
Yeah, too shabby.
A little warm outside.
Can't beat it at all. It was definitely was a buy based on tiredness and exhaustion.
You guys want to rate it?
I'll rate it.
Everybody rate it.
Okay. It's a 4 for pills.
4. Crushable.
375.
375 for me too.
He's gonna be the whisper. He's gonna be the.
One Piece is gonna whisper since he's on no talk rule tonight.
No talk rule tonight. Is that what you told him?
I got in trouble, huh?
Yeah,
for talk.
Yeah, so we'll get right to it. We had a little feedback that your vulgarity is a little high on the list.
From the Malty Falcon tonight.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Before Dennis and I got here, we stopped in at the pub and had a beer and got a beer bought for us by the Malty Falcon. So. We had the vintage, was it the vintage ale?
Yes.
From Alesmith, 2017.
Very tasty.
So
yeah, I saw those 750s on the
13%
on the shelf.
Delicious.
11.
11, sorry.
11.
That goes beer, to 11.
That beer went to 11, sir.
It was tasty.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, as we were sitting there having a beverage, he was like, the only complaint that I have, I'm trying to do his voice right now.
So just for those that say we never listen to feedback, there
the only complaint that I had is that there was that one guy on there who was vulgar. He kept on, every other word was a curse word, so you could do a little bit without the vulgarity.
When it becomes legal for 16-year-olds to drink in this country, then we'll do a PG version of this show. But until then,
we explain that every guest and every person has a different thing. So some episodes are very well, and some are flarn, filth, flarn. So
yeah.
But again,
what's his nickname? Malty Falcon?
He used to be the Malt Monster, and now he has gone to the Malty Falcon. Yes. So.
You have just unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck!
Well, hand me that can
so we can start it off. Right.
Talk about this new beer that we're drinking, because this is damn tasty. Holy cow.
Really?
I have some.
Did you not get any yet?
No. Oh. He's too busy producing.
Producer extraordinaire.
That's what he does. He's
That's
the ninja.
That's left for you, bud.
It's all you.
Yeah, we hit it right.
I have the Schmegma.
We hit it just right.
Hopefully there's a little bit of a broccoli in the bottom of it for you.
This has got broccoli on the...
broccoli.
Is it cheddar broccoli?
Cheddar broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Chopping
yeah.
broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
This is not a mild weed, by the way.
Right.
Not chopping broccoli. Cheddar broccoli.
What is it called?
Cheddar.
Cheddar broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't like...
That's what the beer's called.
Yeah, it has little pieces of broccoli with cheddar on it.
Yeah, see?
It's not...
There's cheese on that broccoli.
It's not good.
All their beers...
Half?
Yeah, all their beers have, like, cheddar savory broccoli. Style foods that they're named after.
Yeah, like, don't they do a whole bunch of tater beers?
There's another one right here. Door. Yeah, this one's... This one coming after this is actually called Taters.
A tan. So, it's a fucking tan.
Yeah, we'll move these around a little
it's
bit.
It's a tan. That fly...
Dustin, where did you get these beers from? Trading?
Won it in a raffle.
Oh,
nice.
You are a raffle master, and you are always in some raffles, huh?
Did you do a number one and won it? $1?
No.
Okay. I tried that once. It didn't work so well.
Is this a Facebook thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this just a pick-a-number raffle?
The enthusiasts?
Yeah, 1 through 15.
Oh.
The Mega Millions.
Nice.
I think 6-1. I won twice, actually, on two different ones.
Nice.
Rigged.
It's fresh, too. It's nice.
Fake news?
There's no fake news about the way this beer tastes. Holy cow.
It tastes like broccoli.
Here come the topics.
Chopping broccoli.
Well, wait for Ryan. Matt, what do you think? Have you had other half before?
Maybe one or two of them. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah. This is definitely a new experience for me. I've never had this beer before.
Did you get him?
Jesus.
Yes. The fly is dead.
The ninja.
The beer ninja also is a fly ninja as well.
You got it with chopsticks.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are the chopsticks, Miyagi?
I killed it on the beer bottle, too.
Shit.
I don't want that beer anymore.
On which beer, though?
I want that beer right now.
No, no. What beer was it? Look.
Vlad?
Yes.
The... Second Order of the Dragon.
You gave up an offering of a
Whoa.
Yeah, I killed the fly for that beer.
Shake
just got no, real. I bought that beer just for you, Ryan, because of the big words that are printed in the center of it.
Yeah, right.
But then he killed the fly on that bottle, so...
Yeah, I'm excited.
You offered up an offering to Vlad. Mm-hmm. Vlad Tepes.
That's a five.
Done. Boom. Even before you open it.
It's a five.
It's a five. Doesn't taste like cheese and broccoli, though, I'll tell you that much.
Neither did that beer, but that beer is damn tasty.
Yeah, this beer is really good.
Holy well, they God. Have a normal broccoli, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
I think I'm curious to know what better. The difference between the cheddar broccoli and the normal broccoli is.
Cheddar? Unknown. Cheese?
Does it have lactose in it?
Hops, maybe?
I'm sure it's some kind of hop profile or...
The lacto-prop.
Maybe it's a double IPA instead of a single.
It's the lacto-hop.
It's a cool can. I like how the labels are very tiny. They don't even wrap all the way around the can.
They peel right off also.
Nice.
Very cool.
Stickers.
All right, well,
rate it.
Rating wise, it's a 4.5. I wish we had more.
3.75.
I do, in my fridge.
Mm. After hours.
Yeah.
4.5.
Yeah.
It's up there with the other great New England beers.
Well, so far, the Facebook ratings are, this makes me damn glad I quit drinking. Why would someone do this? Stab my eyes. And the Facebook bleh emoji. So
for that beer?
For this beer. You are correct, sir.
Nice.
Ooh.
Okay. This one, though, looks
for the,
good.
For the Miller Lite drinker, sure.
This one looks interesting.
Yes, sir? This is the beer that I have been seeing all over the internets and...
Yeah.
Have been waiting for a long time to see you. So when you messaged me that you had a can for us, I was super excited. Matt, how was your trip to Michigan?
It was good. My wife wanted a little getaway before she had to go back to work. She's going back in 2 weeks, so she picked to go to Michigan. So we went up there for a few days and went to the beach, and it's a good time.
Yeah. We're drinking some M43, which is a new Orthodox Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Old
Old Nation,
but is New Orthodox, what's the...
No, New Orthodox is a brand.
It says it's the New Orthodox IPA series.
It's the series, okay. That's where I messed up. So Old Nation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And whereabouts are they in Grand Haven?
No. Willingston, I think, Michigan?
Yeah, kind of off nowhere.
Willingston. I don't know.
They're further east.
Super drinker.
Everything's east of Grand Haven, never mind, but...
Super drinker of the podcast, Chuck east. And I are... familiar with her, Rudy, the person that I know drinks, you know, more crazy beers than anybody. This is her go-to everyday beer right now. She drinks something from this brewery all the time.
Yeah, so, it goes there, I think, quite a bit as well.
Yeah. I don't know if this is, did you find this in a actual store?
Yeah, I found it in a store in Grand Haven.
Nice.
Just looking around on either... Untapped or beer menu, something like that, and happened to stumble across it. It was one I was looking for when I was up there, since I heard a lot of good things.
It's a lot of citrus. A little different from the last one.
It's called M43?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 year ago, you would never hear these words coming out of my mouth, but I really like this.
See, I think I figured out what... Dennis doesn't like... Dennis likes these juicy beers.
Juicy.
He does not like the traditional West Coast piney style.
I agree with that. Yeah.
This is a little bit more bitter than what we just drank, though.
I like the hell out of this. I could crush, like...
It's a little more balanced, I guess.
Yeah, this has got a better balance. Holy cow, what a crazy amount of hops they put in this, too.
It's good, though.
There are three in the boil and three in the dry.
I think this is the closest thing you're going to get to Trillium around here.
Close.
So.
Although I've never had anything from, are the ones in Chicago that everybody goes nuts over? The
Hailstorm? Or?
Well, not Hailstorm, but I think it starts with a C.
Lagunitas.
No. We've got some things to talk about with them.
Bourbon County.
No, there's some other
all those breweries.
There's some other New England stout.
Honkers ale.
Yeah, not honkers. Stop it. This might be the...
We're going backwards, dude.
This might be the New England episode based on what's in front of me, so...
I don't know.
What? You want to talk about it right now? We'll go right into the
get
whole...
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way. So has everybody heard this news about Heineken / Lagunitas buying a minority share in Schorts Brewing Company?
No, that's
they
awesome.
Bought 19.99% of their company. That's the share that they own.
99.
So they still want to be viewed as independent.
They are technically still independent, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaky
so
bastards.
This was kind of, I mean, there's a little Facebook video
distribution
where they
right?
kind of explain it, but there's no reason in playing it just because they really don't say anything other than we sold part of our brewery. Like, there's no, when they talk about it, they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. We just want to make the best beer, you know, in the area that we live in and with the most unique flavors and blah, blah, blah. They just kept saying it over and over again. They never explained. Right. We sold 20% so that our footprint would get bigger. We sold 20% so that we'd have more capital or we could add more equipment or whatever. They never said any of that. They just kept repeating the same thing. So they kind of took the politician's way out when they explained it.
Like their lawyers put this piece of paper there. In front of them and said, just repeat this
and that's,
anything.
And they're one of the breweries that they are... People love that place. You know what I mean? From what I can see on Instagram, they have like their hardcore, this is where we drink. People that go there all the time.
I mean, Bel Air, as far as Michigan goes, you were just in Michigan. Bel Air is
way
like
up there.
Bumfuck Michigan.
Yeah, it's way the hell up
it's
there.
It's way at the top of the mitten. There is, it's way away from everything, you know, major.
Yeah, and I remember seeing it at, I was reading one of the threads on this, and one guy was really upset because I guess when Schorts first started, they were trying to be kind of like the new Glarus of Michigan, and then all of a sudden they started distributing to other states, and now they sold a portion of their brewery.
Right.
So
which I think those people would feel a little butthurt who go there every day possibly about it.
Yeah, Schorts, to me, they were the new Glarus of Michigan for the longest time. They weren't as.
Same but different, right.
Yeah, they weren't as.
The beer making is different.
Yeah, the styles.
They were way on the other spectrum.
Yeah,
because
they made
a ton of fruit beers, though.
And they made crazy, crazy cocktail-inspired beers from the get-go. They were doing it well before Pipeworks ever did them. So.
Well, that was my first taste of Sour Soft Parade.
What is it, Kunin? Even before them?
I think so, yeah. They've been around that long, so. Bel Air is way up there. Yeah. And it's somewhere close to Traverse City, I think. You didn't just search Bel Air, Michigan?
And there's Schorts right in the middle of that shitty little town.
It's almost like they knew.
How do you know the town is shitty?
Because I went to Grand Rapids, that town's shitty.
This is way far away from Grand Rapids.
New Holland is more better than fucking Bel Air.
More better?
Yes. You know, my auntie sent me to live in Bel Air, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Phil. I like that when you look up Bel Air, it... Schorts Brewing. That's,
quick
like, that's the only thing there.
It's a village in the U.S.
Go
state
to,
of Michigan. There's only 1,086 people in this stupid town.
Go to, the M43 joint.
Williamston.
Yeah.
Williamston?
I believe that's like southeast, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be fucking
yeah,
mistaken.
I think it's like
there
halfway between Detroit and...
College Town, USA.
Detroit, somewhere. Bitches.
No, that's it. There it is.
That's a bigger town.
Middle of the state, yeah.
It's near
Lansing. Outside of Lansing, okay.
So it's a ways away.
Middle-ish.
It's the middle of the fucking
it's
state.
It's a ways away from Grand Haven, that's for sure.
It's between Lansing, Flint, and Ann Arbor.
And there's Detroit.
And Novi.
Scotia?
Detroit's way down,
yeah. Yeah, it's right
in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, so not south, but middle.
It's right in the palm of the mitten.
There you go, the palm of the
palm.
It's right where you hit
warm it up.
When you high five.
Not in the fingertips.
Not so much.
Most people around here are more familiar with the what I would call the lower thumb area of Michigan. All the cities you can get to very easily.
Yeah,
you know, got a McDonald's
in the UP, if
right across
in
the
UP. Correct.
They got to get a kickback for like promoting Michigan cities.
Sunnyside Cafe,
J&B Boots USA.
Oh hell yes!
It is the. I've been to Michigan. I have been to Michigan, but I've never. Been on a beer trip to Michigan. Like,
you never went to New Holland or anything?
Michigan State.
No, I went for a hockey game the year that the Ice Hogs won the UHL Cup.
Kalamazoo.
We saw game 6 in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo?
And I drank back then it was more about price than it was about quality. So we were drinking Labatt Ice.
Oh.
The blue Labatt.
Ouch.
They had $2 Ouch. Cans
is
of
that Canadian?
Labatt Ice.
I,
yes. So they would put it in a giant cup for you and pour two of them at a time.
Fuck.
Nice.
So for $4,
wow.
you got a 24-ounce Labatt Ice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they wonder why Rockford got such a bad name.
I was buying them four at a time for Dave and myself and yeah, other people.
Good times.
And we snuck our way down to the glass, which whoever was supposed to sit on the glass didn't show up, and we were these crazy Ice Hog fans with their jerseys on slamming the glass and once again almost got kicked out.
Yes.
In the good old days.
Good
right?
old days.
The good
yeah.
old days.
11, 12 years ago.
I bet you had some Labatts the next morning.
I fell asleep on the ride home. We had a designated driver.
Splats is more like
yeah.
yeah. We had the perfect designated driver. He did not drink, and he was a uniformed officer of the law.
Nice.
So we were in good shape. We made it there quickly, and we got home quickly.
Nice. Did he have his lights on the whole time? The
oh, yeah.
Police lights?
Oh, no.
You guys sat in the back?
No, but I sat right next to him up in the front. I was passed out in the front seat. That would have been an interesting conversation if you ever got pulled over.
Sir, can you wake your passenger up? No.
No, you don't want to talk to him, trust me.
I clean now? No, you don't. I clean now.
All right, M43. What's everybody rating at? I went first the first two times.
4.5.
4.25.
4.5.
Yes.
It's a 4.25.
Oh,
it should
bastard.
Almost be M43, M4.3. Like, that's probably the better rating for it. You know?
Beer Ninja? Come on. You may be the deciding factor in this one.
3.
2.5. I hated it. It wasn't vanilla.
I gave it a 1.
There you go. That's a rating.
That was really good. I think I'm going to give it a 4.3.
All right.
3?
That's what we're rating it.
4.3. So I give it a 4.25.
Okay.
Next update on Untappd, you know, you'll be able to go to the 100th.
No. Please don't.
Take you 10 minutes to find the dial it in the one you want.
That's right.
Is it in the metric system?
With big thumbs, that's already hard to do, Candy, you know?
The metric. What's next, beer, Father?
Wow, it's a lot of hoppy beer.
Hop Nation.
Should we change it up?
You seem a little...
The anxious. Bottle that was... A fly was sacrificed upon, so...
Oh. Kill the fly for you guys tonight. So you can drink.
You can play the Tool cover for this one, because this label reminds me of a Tool cover.
Oh, shit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Kill the taste buds. If they're not already dead already.
Chuck, have you ever heard a Tool song in a different key than originally produced in?
I don't know, but I did find online before we played this. Yeah. I found someone played Blue Monday by New Order on only instruments that were available in 1930.
What?
Interesting. Why didn't you send me that?
Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. This is kind of stuff that we could totally
We can do it next time. It was really fucking
we'll
cool.
We'll do it when we open a Blue Monday, because I'm pretty sure I have a vintage Blue Monday at home that we could... Or is it Blue Sunday?
It's Blue Sunday.
Sunday.
It's Blue Sunday.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding, ding.
I saw the kids play all the Tool stuff, though.
Yeah.
They're good. Stupid kids.
Another Michigan
The Tool on the Tools, too, where he played it with using tools.
Right.
This burned my nose hair.
This is a little different.
I mean, by the time everybody hears this, Chuck and I will have seen Primus, but
there was a risk cut drive.
You know, this was the best concert of the year so far.
Yeah,
sounds completely different.
No, thank you. It hurts.
I'll take a top off.
This hurts. This hurts so bad.
This one?
This is ripping my taste buds. It's a dip.
Ooh. There's good. Some schmegma in there, Chuck.
Sure. Get it. Get it.
I got a couple of floaties. We still haven't been able to... The only beer we've been able to see through so far has been the first one, the Pilsner. It's the only one that I've been able to see through. Everything else has been cloudy.
You don't like this, Dennis?
I, it,
I like it.
Easier drinking than the last two.
I like it, but it, like, it's killing my taste buds.
This is, to me, it's easier drinking than the
this
last
two. This thing
deal.
Is total. I'm seriously right now feeling it eating into my taste buds.
Grapefruit.
Yeah. Like the M43 was like so crushable and mellow. It didn't.
What is this, man?
Yeah, this is good.
But
too.
I feel yeah, that
maybe it's too much IPA for you in a row.
This has
you
a
know,
thicker
mouthfeel.
I'm gonna put on my vagina and say no more IPAs. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
This is another big theme of the night. Labels that don't go all the way around the can.
Especially because all these are hand labeled.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the M43, but these two are probably hand labeled more.
The other half
the
is.
The transient and the other
Great
half.
The Great Lakes
are
isn't
labeled. So, oh. I mean, they put those on the damn roller. Like 18th Street used to. Well, they all used to do
it. Do you really need to go all the way around the can?
No.
I mean, I guess if you have some graphic artist that creates some cool label, but when you just do something that's design.
Well, if you notice, those are 12 ounce labels as well.
It says one pint on them.
I understand that, but they're still like 12-ounce size labels.
The accountant in me says that's a smart decision because you're saving pennies per can by not labeling all of them.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
And it's not top to bottom like a 16. I mean, they can make whatever they want, really. Well, at least the other half is not.
Can you pretend to be?
Ooh. Transient is suburb brewery, Chicago suburbs. Oh, is this Michigan?
This
too?
Is Michigan. This is.
They used to be in the Chicago suburbs, correct?
Bridgman, Michigan is where they're at. Right off of 96, I think it is.
Yeah, they used to be in Chicago before they moved to Michigan, correct?
Yeah, it's real easy to get to. It's only like 5 minutes off the highway. This tiny place, but.
This one packs a little punch. It's nice.
A little punch?
People told me this is the best beer that they make.
Sure.
I've only had a couple from, so
the
I can't remember that, but...
Who's talking?
Did you catch an ad? Did we have a phone caller? What?
Oh, what the hell's going on?
Oh, my God. We're all
I mean, you guys acknowledge it.
I'm so lost.
If you just pretend like it didn't happen, nobody
okay.
knows.
Okay, never happened.
What nope. happened?
What are you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
This is a thicker mouthfeel, I think, than the other two, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got a better mouthfeel than the first one, but I would say it's right on pace with the cheddar broccoli. This is a 4.5.
Cheddar broccoli. I think it's 4.5 as well. I think they all
which transient
five.
Is this?
Mind to Devour.
Mind to Devour.
Mind.
Mind?
Mind.
To Devour.
M-I-N-D.
M-I-N-D.
Mind.
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 Not M-I-N-E. M-I-N-D.
Mine.
Like Minecraft?
Oh, M-I-N-E with an E?
Mind.
Would you clarify, please? Give me that can.
It's D mind, with a D.
Mind, I was just
mind with a D.
Devour.
I was just seeing how long I can do that.
And pretty long.
Me along.
I did for a while.
I was enjoying it.
The beer father can't pregame at the pub anymore before episode.
One beer.
He's no, wasted. 1.5.
He's fucking wasted.
He had 1.5.
One and a half. The half put him over the top.
That was the one. The half was.
Yep.
Yes.
No different than any other show.
What a drunk.
No shit.
I always have one before I pick Chuck.
Always throw shade my way. But no.
Let me guess. He drank a whole freaking 12-pack of Heroes, right?
Right there at the pub, yes.
If only they had Heroes at the pub.
Asking
they do, from the first time they ever released them 7 years ago.
Yeah.
In
ask,
the cooler.
Hey, it's getting better. Ask, and they take into consideration.
They're doing so, much better.
Yes, ask.
So they just don't have anything other than imports on tap still.
Yes, and that's never going to change ever.
Right.
So.
Well, it's the fact that it's a freaking English place.
Bro, whoa, are you fucking me on it?
Sort of.
Let me slap you.
What are you doing?
What the hell?
Something was sent to me, and I'm trying to find it.
Uh-oh.
For your...
Well, it wasn't sent to you then, was it, if you can't find it?
No shit.
Well, it was sent to me. I just don't want to play it through my phone.
Gotcha.
We're just sitting here waiting for beer.
Well, you guys can
wait. Well, the Raiders.
I'm still waiting on some Raiders here.
We're waiting on you.
Dennis?
4.
I don't have your rating.
4.
Poke okay, King of the Run Hill.
4.25.
4.25. 4.25.
Has anybody drank anything interesting recently?
Beer.
Piss.
Vodka.
Gin martinis.
Wow. Interesting.
You win, Boner.
Yeah. Freaking Gandhi over there.
When you drink your own urine, sir.
Oh, wait, I mean squirt.
Nobody said it was his own.
Yo.
Golden shower it is.
Oh, jeez.
That's an internet thing. Wow. Dark web.
Dark
web. Does anybody have a serious answer?
No.
Tubby.
Please, Tubby.
More of the same.
Salvage this.
Yeah.
Salvage this fucking dumpster fire.
Did you actually go to Louise on Monday?
Yes, I did.
I was trying to. Did you have a Beer Hates Astronauts?
Yes, I did. I missed it in cans this year, so I made it a point to get there after work.
I wish I would have known you missed it, because I had three opportunities to buy it and only bought it once.
Well, darn it. I guess I got to reach out to you for...
I know at this point, yeah. Especially since you're a little further north, I know you're not quite as close to the two big Rockford spots, so... Yeah.
Valley has it still, too.
Has what?
Beer Hates Astronauts.
Oh.
That's right. I had it on tap, and I forgot I had it on tap last year at the Olympic. Apparently, I drank three of them. Looking through my whole jacket.
it's on tap at the Olympic as we speak right now. They just tapped it Saturday, and it's still there.
Okay, yeah. I was there for the Seinfeld trivia night. It was the last time I was down there. Right. So that
how hardcore was that trivia, if you don't mind me asking?
Because
I went to the Star Wars trivia, and people were pulling shit. Like, I was like, what? And someone had posted that don't show up if you're just a casual fan of it. You need to know, like, episodes.
80% of it are the casual fans, and then the other 20% is.
So, how was it?
For hardcore to make sure that kick out the other people.
Okay. For me, I watched a lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah, me too, but.
I got 32 out of 30. Well, our team got 32 out of 36.
Oh, nice.
So, it didn't even get enough to get a prize.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was one team that scored a perfect, one scored a 35, and two scored a 34. So.
Ouch, okay.
I thought the difficulty was good. But yeah, a casual fan probably would have gotten half, I would say.
Maybe. Damn. Okay.
So have you seen every episode at least twice?
No. Like the quad.
Yeah, I would think quad. Much more than that, because there were some pretty detailed questions.
So I've seen more than... twice every episode, but I'm just saying if you've seen them all.
It ranged from what's Kramer's first name to
Cosmo.
What was the name of the?
No, that's wrong, dude. Cosmos.
Lies.
And then like the hardest question was there was an episode where George was singing "Master of the House." Name the musical that came from.
Yeah,
Rochelle.
No. But that was one of the questions. Was Rochelle?
Okay.
Master of the House.
That's when. Elaine's dad got pissed off.
Sadly, I'd seen the musical and still didn't get it. That was the one question where I would have needed my wife there, because that's the only one she would have got right.
For some reason, the only thing I think of is Fiddler of the on the Roof.
Les Miserables.
And I should know, because I sang half of those.
You got yours coming?
There's plenty of this one.
That episode was funny, though, because Elaine's dad's all pissed off, because he won't stop fucking singing it. Right.
Match maker, he's walking down the street at the end singing it. Make me a match.
Well, we opened a cool one. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Thank you, Boner.
I can't even smell this beer.
You got it, babe.
What is it?
New to the Chicago market. Official.
Three Floyds.
What?
Three Floyds / Michler. This is War Pigs, which is the new, distroed beer in the area. War Pigs is the collaboration. I guess that's the name of the collaboration brewery between Three Floyds and... Michler. The beer is called Lazy Right.
And they've had...
Lazy or Lazy?
They've had each other on tap.
Why has it come up as Lazy Right, then?
Because somebody marked it in wrong.
Okay.
It's Lazy.
For a long time, they've had...
Let's see if Lazy comes
three
up.
On tap, four on tap at Three Floyds from...
And War Pigs is Michler? The brew pub over in Europe, correct?
Yes, I think it's his.
That Michler does, and
he always
Three Floyds
Floyd
sends
there.
Over their beer all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing comes up under Lazoo, so it's...
I think it's one word.
Yes.
Lazy Right is all one word.
R-I. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Word them up.
Now, based on what you said, I sent you, Ryan, this is the perfect time to talk about our good friend Ozzy Osbourne.
What's the funkiness going on there?
Since this is kind of...
So funky. It's like Marky Mark funky.
There's a little twist in there or something.
Dennis, this is just for you.
I saw this nonsense.
The Prince of Darkness is coming out with his own wine.
I saw this nonsense.
Just in time for the Moonstock that's happening in Southern Illinois.
Which we actually know people who are going to.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So
there's a lunar... Is it a solar eclipse?
Solar eclipse.
It's
a total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah. And they're doing it in a town where... it's supposed to be most viewable, like where it'll be directly above the actual town
in southern Illinois. Yes.
Trajectory.
Yes.
So
fucking big words.
They're doing a 4-day concert weekend at this. It's called Moonstock. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and then on Monday, it's just Ozzy Osbourne playing in the middle of the afternoon, like literally at noon, while this eclipse is going on, and he's going to play the entire Bark at the Moon album while that's going on. So,
oh, there's a Blizzard of Oz too.
You know, I just noticed something interesting about this beer that it's says on here must have been canned in Verona, Wisconsin. So they must have canned it up in Wisconsin.
A contract brewer,
Wisconsin. Yeah, because Three Floyds don't can anything.
Right. So. Yeah. Right. Wisconsin. They did say that this beer was going to be contract brewed at Wisconsin Brewing Company. All so, right. Yep.
And McKellar doesn't can anything that's too, that's newer than.
And I badged it
at least 9 months old. It's 9 months old the instant they can it, right?
Yes. It seems that way.
Okay.
Okay. So the thing with his wine, though, it's $50 a bottle.
That's it?
That's it? Dude, that's too and then much.
And then there's a collector's edition that comes in a casket.
Yes.
Signed.
Uh-huh.
$150.
$200.
So it's like Boone's Farm, but since it says Ozzy Osbourne, it's worth $50.
Thank you, sir.
No.
Thank you. Yeah.
Boone's Farm doesn't make a red.
Oh, good call.
It's
Franzia. This is a Franzia. Basically, they took from the Franzia red box, drained it into an Ozzy Osbourne bottle, corked it, and put like 100 in front of him and said, "Sign it, you idiot." And he's like, "Okay, I'll sign it, Sharon."
It was more like,
"Sharon." Now, did he sign every bottle, or did he teach somebody to write his name?
They taught somebody to write his fucking name because he is being flown in. He's going to get up on stage. They're going to say, "Sing this song, and this song." And they're going to escort him off stage and say, "Get the fuck out of bumfuck Illinois."
I was going to say, if he physically signed every bottle, wouldn't it just be like a bunch of lines and scribbles?
Yes.
There would be no legible writing whatsoever.
I want like a meme that says, "Who signed it better, Ozzy Osbourne or Michael J. Fox?"
Oh, shit.
Well, let's find out.
Oh. There's no curse in this episode, but damn, it took a turn.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty.
Because there's Ozzy's. All right, let's go with Michael J. Fox's
now. That's
not
bad.
Because that's not his. Sharon signed them all for him.
I don't know about that.
Can you add 2017 to those searches?
Oh, look. Oh,
well, in a second.
Shit. Oh, hell no.
That's all jokes.
Oh, hell no.
No, that's real.
Bye, Tammy. Well, Sharon is forever signed.
We'll go
Ozzy,
with those
son.
Two.
Sharon.
Oh, shit.
I guess Ozzy wins.
That's not Michael J.
That clearly is.
Right.
By Tammy.
What you have spelled that?
By Tammy.
That's probably a screenshot.
I should throw up people who were at WizardCon in Philadelphia because Michael J. Fox was there. So I should throw
that's up. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
I feel so horrible. I'm going to hell for this.
You ever see the Family Guy episode where it splits off to where Peter's showing a check signed by Michael J. Fox and he's complaining that he can't cash it or whatever?
No, because it's illegible or something.
The bank says they won't cash it?
Oh, it's
so wrong.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
We're on the bus to hell right now, so.
I hate to say it, though. I'm looking forward to his new show on Fox this fall.
He's got a new show?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing
Fox?
No. No, Mr. Family Guy himself.
Oh, he's doing
he's doing basically a spin-off. Galaxy Quest.
I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time.
Yeah, it's probably been 3 or 4 years for me, too. But.
No, watch this.
There's still new episodes, right?
Watch this
Galaxy Quest. It's
oh, shit, look at that. Yeah. That blurry fucking footage.
Is there selfies?
He's taking a selfie.
Yeah.
We're going to hell. We are so going to hell.
You are. I'm not laughing at you.
I heard you laugh twice.
I didn't laugh.
You did, too.
Well, you wanted me to step in, see what happens.
Yeah. Man, that's good.
Who invited Tony to the fucking podcast? So we've determined that Ozzy's. Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
No. Is better.
That's such a joke. You know
that. I know.
No, that's the real one right there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
Oh, come on, Chuck. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it just says by Tammy, though. That's the part.
I go J. Fox by it's Tammy. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tammy sits in a room by herself.
Yeah. That might be Michael J. Fox's signature if he was riding on a train.
Yeah. Right.
Through the mountains. In a snowstorm.
Fucking Ozzy.
So, yeah. So, needless to say, the $50 bottle of wine, I'm going to tell Ozzy Osbourne, suck it. You're not getting my fucking money.
It still looks like Ozzy on the top, though.
Strawberry Hill doesn't come
to see
red.
Randy Rhoads' signature now.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
I'm going to buy a box of wine the weekend of that. I'm going to sit there and drink it and be like, fuck you.
Wine in a bag in a box.
I'm going to flip off the moon. But that's a big
thing. If
somebody
buys one, I'll taste it.
That's, you know, we
I
should.
I will never buy one.
We should. I should. Okay. All right.
It's a high quality blend of Zinfandel and Syrah grapes.
Guess what? It pairs well with pork, roasted game, lamb, barbecue, and tomato based pasta.
Was a delight. Yeah, you're right. It goes from 50 to 500.
I don't know if I could, like, seriously, for the sake of trying to try it, like $50. I hate. Yeah, I like white Zins. That's about it. So.
Comes in a little casket lined with black satin pillows.
No, not for $50. No,
yeah. Well, that's 500. The satin pillows is. But yeah.
Yeah, his YouTube thing doesn't even work. I tried clicking it 5 times. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
When you get your YouTube thing to work, maybe I'll fucking try to look at buying your wine, Ozzy.
He's on tour.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
Oh well. But yeah.
Do you guys ever come across it? Cheap on the clearance rack at Woodman's or something.
Okay, would you like the Grateful Dead wine, the Police wine, or the Ozzy Osbourne wine?
I'll take
whatever
one's
worth the most with that. Don't fucking drink it.
Fuck wine. This is a beer podcast.
In 3 years.
Why are we even talking about wine, you jackasses?
I'll take the Ozzy one if it's signed, because it'll be worth the most.
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink it. I would just keep it.
Well, yeah, and sell it.
Yeah.
Are we rating this collaboration beer?
Oh, shit.
Warpig's beer.
Yes.
4.25. I like it. There's something in there that I like.
I'll give it a 4.
Tubby's wrong.
Bone?
4.
His opinion is wrong.
Beer? Oh, they're both wrong.
Beer Feather?
I think Tubby's right. It's 4.
6.
Oh, I like it.
4.5. I love this thing.
Wow.
Yes.
And as it warms up, it's getting a little bit
this
better.
This is tasty.
Too.
Chuckers?
I gave it a 4.
Nice. Nice.
Just waiting on you.
Well, I haven't announced the last 3. Oh. And we've moved on, so
we've been writing them down.
4.25.
Producer's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Doesn't matter what I rated anyways.
Nobody cares.
Yes, nobody
it
cares.
It only matters when it's 3 of us.
Right.
Four
true.
Of us.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you bleeding?
Oh, shit.
From my bike.
Suck it. Hey, can you play that first?
It's a little drippy. But I wanted to try this brewery since it's been out for 2 weeks.
Is that a wrap label?
Yes, it's a heat wrap label as opposed to a sticker.
Sorry, it's old.
It's not old. Two weeks? Yeah. Come on.
It's old enough to start showing wear, probably.
Yeah, I want that story.
Oh, you guys want to talk about
that? I want that story.
That's what Dennis called it.
So I want that story.
He's ready.
Alright, so we talk a lot about music lately. So
the thing we've
talked about at least every episode for the past, 4 weeks now? Has been the Corey Taylor / Chad Kroeger feud.
It's continuing.
Oh my god.
So officially, the other members of Nickelback have said, have gotten in a, you know, they called Corey Taylor and said, that's not us, that's that guy. So they put Chad Kroeger out on an island and basically said, we don't back up our lead singer, and he's a pompous ass. And,
well, they're clearly not a band anymore.
He's
an
eagle whore.
So Nickelback's got to break up now, right?
Even better.
No, they won't break up because it's too much
part
money.
Best part of this whole article, the whole Nickelback sucks that we played last week, you know, when we talked about that and showed the clip and everything. The loudest crowd that they've had do that in Toronto, Canada.
No shit.
Yeah, they did the whole Nickelback. When Stone Sour went to Toronto for their concert, that was the loudest crowd that they had.
To their home state of Canada.
Maybe Chad Kroeger should.
I think Nickelback should just stay in Canada. Just like we should send Bieber
to
Canada and be
done with
it.
What if he goes solo, does his own solo stuff?
He already did. And it didn't work.
Well, that's just like Sully did from Godsmack.
So the rest of the guys can go start a new band.
Just like
Days of the New and
the guy from... Alter Bridge is the better band.
Yes. Days of the New, Alter Bridge, Open Your Eyes.
Can You Take Me Higher and all that bullshit.
Creed.
Oh, Creed.
Creed, yes.
Yes, Creed.
Scott McCreedy.
He's on his own right now. Scott Stapp is out on his own right now, and he can't sell tickets in Milwaukee.
Right.
His tickets are buy one, get one free right now in Milwaukee.
He couldn't sell it in fucking Poplar Grove, Illinois.
Exactly.
So. But the funny story, though, about the Nickelback
thing. We can probably get him in studio.
Probably. Well, hey, so I follow things like...
Whoa.
I know. I follow things like Ghost and shit, right? So in Alton, Illinois...
Great movie.
There's a guy, Troy Taylor, who puts a lot of tours on. Ghost is.
Great movie. With, like, great band. Patrick Swayze is helping her make that...
But anyways,
that is like the best shit ever.
Hey, shut up. He didn't make a dildo. Shut up. So anyway, so there's a ghost tour that goes around.
Might be.
Oh, whoa.
Dark web.
Chad Kroger. Anyway, so the band Nickelback, I guess, was playing in the St. Louis area, and Alton's like on the Illinois side of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people from Nickelback reached out and said, hey, we want to do a ghost tour. So the band Nickelback was like, let's do a ghost tour of all these haunted places. So they did this video of them waiting like an hour later, and they're like, yeah, we're still waiting for Chad Kroger to show up. No one's called us. No one's done anything.
He's officially Captain Ego from the planet Douche. That was the official quote. So from now on, he will no longer be known as Chad Kroger.
He
will be Captain Ego from planet Douche.
Captain Ego from the planet Douche.
He's Zab Brannigan.
What?
Eric, who's worse, him or Gene Simmons?
Ooh.
This is proof that I listen to the show, right?
Damn. Well, that's close.
We'll go
Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons, Gene Simmons is a money whore.
Yes.
If I was going strictly on trying to get money out of anything, Gene Simmons is a bigger whore. But as far as ego goes, I actually think Chad Kroger is a bigger ego whore.
Yeah, Gene Simmons, might be better to hang out with and have a beer, maybe.
No. Because he would charge you for
his presence.
Yes.
I don't know.
Whereas Chad Kroger wouldn't even show up to have that beer with you because you're beneath him. Yeah. So
well, I don't maybe he'd be like that one bitch that got arrested that was like, I can't even drink IPAs.
That was Nick Carter's... Or was it?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Carter.
But I was watching...
He got arrested for being high or drunk or something.
He's like,
I can't even drink IPAs. And he looked like a... Dude, he looked so...
He had like what a mohawk and shit,
he was
right?
So cracked out. He was so thin looking.
Yeah, he said he's anorexic or something.
Oh, God, dude. He looked horrible.
But he doesn't drink IPAs.
That was his excuse. I don't drink. I can't even drink IPAs. That was what he told the police. That's the quote.
And you know I don't like KISS, but to come to their benefit or whatever, to their side.
Don't,
I can't
don't
remember
do
who it
was,
but no, I was watching an interview with a band and they toured with KISS and they said they were actually the coolest fucking dudes. They don't fuck, they don't...
Well, they don't fuck around.
This guy said that they've been on a tour with bands where you have to fucking split the hallway when the lead singer walks down from the fucking main band that they're touring with. He said it's absolutely not fucking like that with KISS.
If they make
you fucking, like, go to the fucking side while some asshole walks down the fucking hallway, like, you know, it's like...
I purposely walk in front of you and be like, no.
I guess. I don't... Well, but you're gonna get kicked off that tour.
I would rather...
Which is fine, I suppose.
I guess this is the better question. Everybody has to vote.
Oh, shit.
Would you, if you had to go
fuck
to
Oprah.
A concert,
yeah.
Would you rather go to a Nickelback concert or a KISS concert?
KISS. Oh, not even a fucking question.
Yeah.
Although I don't like
Nickelback.
The music, at least KISS will be better.
I would go to Nickelback.
There's going to be hotter people at the Nickelback
set. Yeah, well, in the current lineup, I would say Nickelback.
All old at KISS.
Not all.
They're all old at KISS.
And all those old people
have Gene Simmons.
I hate
them.
I would go see
KISS. But they're not going to...
No.
Why are we going to... I would go to Nickelback
only because the opening band for Nickelback would probably be better.
No.
And KISS is only just KISS.
No, they always have an opening band.
KISS, not all the time.
Well, they generally, Deftones open up for KISS.
When?
Well, in that case, I'd go to KISS, but I
was
going to
say yes,
man.
Okay, so let's then take that back.
If it was just the one band,
on the opening band.
Yeah. If there's no opening band, I'm Nickelback.
I'm with him.
KISS.
I'm Nickelback.
At least I get to see Blood and Fire.
Better looking.
Okay,
fans,
so wait, we're at two and two.
Because
what did you say?
Yes.
Nickelback.
You said Nickelback.
Three. Do it.
And I hate KISS.
I've never heard Nickelback song, but I will go that way, I guess.
Thank no, you, okay. You have Nickelback. Sorely, you have chosen
there's
wrong.
There's better.
I'm telling you right now.
Nickelback.
You have made a mistake.
I don't want to see 8-year-old pussy at fucking KISS.
Exactly.
Nor will you.
If I'm going to go and not like the music, I want good visuals.
When you go to KISS,
Okay, here's the thing we're going to do to Kiss. Okay, so Kiss, you're going to get...
I think you're also mistaken.
You're going to get original Kiss songs by two members who aren't part of that band.
I'm not going to any of this.
So there's
no. Fucking hyperbole. I don't...
Yeah, but it's all...
It's fun. Yes. Okay, so
I need a Nickelback. We have to discuss anymore. Like, you're like hammering
why.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I probably wouldn't go to either of them if I was late for a ticket.
Can we just, like, hang out?
I have a chance to pay for both of them.
You know what?
If you give me free tickets, I'm going to both. What's the brewery or local pub in town? We'll just go there and, like, put on the anti-Kiss and anti-Nickelback. Let's play some Avril Lavigne on the fucking Alanis Morissette.
Well, I would go to Nickelback just in case she comes out.
Oh.
And
she sings Skater Boy, and you'd be like, yeah.
Just like, maybe she's the opening band.
Ooh.
Or maybe she's the closing band. Nickelback's opening.
Well, there's one thing we don't have to argue about.
Yes. Is this beer?
Holy cow.
Yes.
We're having fun talking about music, but this beer
is fantastic.
He's on his game. He has not missed a beat at all. Welcome back to brewing. Is it Sean?
Yep, Sean Burns, the old brewer from the Ram.
Schaumburg.
Nice.
This is Moore Brewing Company. This is the first technical can release they brought out. They did a mobile canning unit at their brewery so that they could have cans to go. And you went to the opening, I take it?
No, actually, Todd got these for us.
Oh.
Mr.
Bell. Coming through for us.
The Chugination. Chugnation.
Yeah, between Todd and his fife, they're pretty good mules to me. Between
nice.
This kind of stuff
very
and microphones.
Cool. We're drinking the Chemical Connection, which is the New England style.
What's Todd Bell's rye theme?
IPA.
Yeah. Didn't he have a theme?
They really hide the rye.
Was it a wrestling one?
What was his theme?
I don't remember now.
Big hands. I'm going to have to go back.
Oh, well.
This is the rye IPA, though. And I mean, the rye comes through, which in a good way.
Yeah, not a ton.
Not a ton. It's still unfiltered. I wouldn't call it hazy. It's unfiltered to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't look overtly cloudy on purpose. It's just unfiltered.
All that flour in there.
I don't think the beers that I've tried are quite up to, like, when he was brewing Juicy. But, I mean, he'll get there eventually. I mean, this is pretty good stuff.
Yeah. This is very good.
I'll start off. I'm going to go 4.25 because I like rye IPAs. I've always been a big fan of rye. It's not used as much as it probably should be. I would love to see what Mike does with a rye. So,
Bone?
I'll go 4. It tastes like pepperoncinis to me, but...
Pepperoncinis?
Dang. I think I've had too many IPAs so far.
Dang. Or too many pepperoncinis.
Well, we've got one more to go, so...
I give it a 4 as well. I don't get any pepperoncinis, though.
I like pepperoncinis.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No. 4.25 is what I give it.
I give it a solid 4. Solid 4.
I'm going to give it a 4. I get the pepperoni. Oh,
pepperoni?
Yeah, pepperonis. Yeah.
I like it. I'd rather drink this with pepperoni.
It tastes more like sausage to me, but...
Alu Malnati's.
Sausage?
Deep dish sausage with pepperoni.
Yeah. So you want a disc of sausage? Is that what you
said? Yes.
Okay. So you want like a frisbee of sausage on your pizza that's like...
Let's make that shit happen.
3/4
right
of an inch thick.
And then crush it with 2 cans of this.
Fucking Lou Malnati's.
Guys are making me crave Pequod's.
Oh, shit. See, I was never a fan of that burnt pepperoni on the side.
It's
I couldn't get it.
Oh, I've not had it, but I love burnt pepperoni. If you can burn
If you like burnt pepperoni,
I am down.
Then that's Pequod's
for
you.
Pequod's.
It's Deep Dish Pizza, Chicago. It's only a few blocks north of where Goose Island Clybourne is.
Yeah, same.
But if you haven't been, I recommend, if you want to go to Chicago for pizza, go there.
Basically, you know how you have a deep dish?
Or
they take their pepperoni and put it on the outside, so like the pepperoni gets...
Oh, it's like almost like the outer shell of the crust.
Yeah,
the best pizza you have in your life. Yeah. But it takes an hour to make.
That's fine.
That's fine, because they always got great beer on tap there, so...
Yes.
So it is on Clybourne.
Well, there's like 7 Chicago really great beers.
Yes,
like,
it was.
World. Yeah, Ryan, why haven't you had
that? Look at
that,
look at that outside crust of that. That's all fucking pepperoni burnt.
Yes.
So.
I think there is a few locations also.
There's two. I saw there's Morton.
But you should go to the Mothership. That's the thing with, you know, like Pizza Uno. Go downtown and have the original fucking Pizza Uno.
Yeah, don't go to the chain restaurants.
No.
I'm also a big fan of Peace in Chicago as well.
On the top of my list as far as if I'm going to get pizza in Chicago, that's the first place I'm going to go because I haven't been there yet.
Lou's or Pizza?
Peace.
Oh, Peace.
P-I-E-C.
Now, where's that at? I've never been to that one.
It's right off the Blue Line stop. I think Damon and North, I think, is...
Yeah, it's the north side.
I've never been there either. This is good.
So you should stick
partially
around
owned by our Rockford's own Rick Nielsen.
Oh no, shit.
Yes.
Really? Okay. I'm not going.
Nope. Me neither.
Yep.
Rockford's okay. own. Coming up next week on the podcast, Rick Nielsen.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Me and Chuck won't be here.
But you can see, as far as the brewer that he has been working there, that's always been there, he's won some amazing awards. Yeah. I mean, he makes some great beer.
They make good beer. And it's not Rick Nielsen. It's Nick Dielsen who's going to be here.
Nick Dielsen?
Oh. That would be
you guys are going to that one. Look, if you go back a thing, that they won something where you guys were going. Yeah. Yeah, the pizza does look fucking tasty.
One more.
It's the best. It's the best thin crust you'll get in Chicago.
That's thin crust. Yep. Okay, Chicago thin crust. Those two words.
They
don't
were
go
at
good
the
together,
Screw City
so.
Last year.
You wouldn't think so, but you try it and you.
No, they've never had Screw City.
No, they're a great challenge. Great taste. Challenge.
I have they've been to great taste. Yes,
I have one of the beers because I remember that logo because I picked a pin up off their table.
They have like no one in line, and they bring some fucking badass beers there. Yeah. They really do bring some.
I don't
they
remember
bring some
what
heat.
I had, but...
Well, go to their drink. I think one of them is called, Busted Knuckle.
They have a dark and curvy Hefeweizen. I think that was the one that I liked the most.
Right there. Beer's good for you.
Obviously, they're not going to be there this year.
Oh, that's what it's called. Camel Toe. That's their everyday double IPA.
That's what I had, too.
And I get the award-winning beers and all that jazz, and that's nice and neat and whatnot, but, I mean, Great Dane has that many awards, too. So,
the two beers that they've won the most of their awards for have been the Camel Toe and the Weight. They win a lot for the Weight.
Are they going to be at any beer festival coming up?
Look at the top one.
Great Taste,
Father.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
They were there last year, so.
Okay.
Take Back the Streets.
Are you going to that Great American Beer Festival?
Oh, yeah. We got to count. We got to count from last week.
E-Rock
figure out who won. Did we get anybody that... nobody emailed me or tweeted, so...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, contest is ongoing.
Well, we have a new episode out as of today, technically.
Well, technically nobody's heard it yet.
No,
so
but...
It's still ongoing. I mean, you should give it 2 weeks, because we were recording before we've even released, technically, that episode.
Somebody needs to tell
nobody's
me...
Nobody's fucking heard it, besides us.
Because I gotta go back and listen to how many times you guys asked.
Yeah.
Officially, I'm not going.
Tubby. You could probably win this one.
Get something out of my cellar. I'm
Once I release
beer from
the
my cellar
tomorrow, you'll do the contest that you hear about.
All right, I got the podcast set.
Actually, it was already recorded because the one that's out today is the one with Chuck and me and you for the.
Oh, so it actually has been out for.
It's been out for a whole week. That's my.
I thought
point.
It was in that episode.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Tickets next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, hopefully you guys get to go.
Well, when this comes out, the tickets have already gone on sale.
Yep.
Also, are you on a microphone Saturday? Nice.
I work. I have a job.
Me too.
Hey, what's going on Saturday?
I don't work next to microphone, though. You do.
It should be Bean Spirit next Saturday.
Yeah, you're pretty excited.
I am, every time.
That they're going to release?
Should be.
Yeah. Well, different...
Still have 14 bottles from the last
one that they've done before.
Just go there after work, maybe. Ryan. You're halfway there.
Yeah, kind of.
Different roast of coffee or one that they've done before,
it's
do you know?
The same thing every time, I believe.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
So as long as we're drinking this collaboration brewer, which is kind of what this is, one more good kind of collaboration piece of information that's come out literally today.
Ass and titties.
The craft beer partnership there.
Ass and titties.
Collaboration.
Yes.
There you go. So, our friends at, since Other Half is out of Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn Brewing Company has created a partnership with 21st Amendment and Funkworks.
Nice.
Yeah,
they have bought a small...
Funkworks?
Basically, yeah. They bought a small percentage of both of those craft breweries, but only in order to...
Distribute?
Help distribute the other two breweries. And there has been no mention of what the percentage is, but based on the three breweries themselves, I doubt it's to a percentage where any of the three are going to be out of the, you know, craft, the Brewers Association.
Funkworks is real small.
This seems more like a partnership than it does a buyout.
Yeah, it's just helping each other.
This seems to be the popular option for people who don't want the stigma of being in touch with InBev.
Me personally, this is to me.
Want to distribute?
Yeah,
this is the best way to do everything. Form softball teams.
South African,
because that's what Cigar City did, right? They sold to the same company that does Oscar Blues and a couple other ones.
That's what I'm saying. Form softball teams,
just enough to
don't sell out to big beer. don't sell. I mean, I'm still okay with,
unless you love money,
with two craft breweries buying each other, like one buying another and helping with the distribution.
Right.
But to me, this is like the best form of everything. Everybody is owned by their own company. They help each other out distribution wise. You have one guy that's probably nationally distributed that's helping out two or three other smaller breweries where they can help with their distribution platform.
Yeah, 21st Amendment is nationally distributed, so they can help on the West Coast, being West Coasty. Yeah.
Brooklyn is the East Coast,
yeah,
bigger guy.
Yeah, and then Funkworks
is the guy in the middle.
Yeah, which I've only had in Iowa, and I'm way on the other side of Iowa near Colorado.
And honestly, when you think of those three breweries, they all bring something different to the table.
Oh, absolutely.
None of them are exactly the same from the one before them. That's
right.
The biggest thing.
Funkworks has nothing that doesn't have Belgian shit in it. A ton of it, by the way.
Oh. But I mean, we're all about getting beer here that we can't get anywhere else. So, yeah.
Correct.
These three?
No, Funkworks. If they're Belgian.
We don't have it here.
If you love Belgium.
But we might, because you got 21st.
When you go to the DABF, you'll be able to bring lots of Funkworks back with you.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
I'll drink it.
Their saisons are good, too. They make really light effervescent.
No.
Are you going?
Going to GABF.
What, GBAF?
Eric is? Are you going?
Eric's going?
I'm not going.
He's asking.
Are you going?
I'm not going. I can't talk my wife into that.
How can I go?
Exactly.
When is it, and how can I
me
go?
Me and you next
October, early October.
Let's plan for it.
I'll put the bug in the ear.
I'll go
early October.
Hey, here's the thing. You guys go to GABF.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Tubby to
on a date?
Darkness this year.
Oh.
That's exciting.
On a date.
I'll go on that date. I don't care.
Well, I could sit in the trunk. Fuck it.
I'll go sit at the hospital while you guys are over there. So
that's a one-night hotel room stay.
Yeah.
Shit.
To Darkness. And 5 hours up, 5 hours back.
Yep.
It's our first night, and I got to stay the night. First date.
Romantic.
Just as long as there's no dumpster fires.
Eric goes right to... we leave after work.
That's only fun.
Listen, we leave after work on Friday. We come home, you know, early afternoon Sunday.
This is going to hurt.
You pretty much stay up all night Saturday.
It's much easier to just take the fucking Friday off.
And hang out.
You'd have two hotel rooms, Friday and Saturday.
No, because you stand in line Friday night.
Yeah,
you don't check into the hotel until Saturday afternoon.
Why? Yeah, okay.
So,
for Darkness?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's what, a five-hour drive up?
It's a five-hour drive up, and it's the nighttime version of Dark Lord Day.
Maybe.
There's that many people there.
Yeah. Can I go to Paisley Park instead?
The line goes... blocks and blocks and blocks. Dozens of blocks.
I'm going to go see...
You guys want to rate taters?
Oh, did we?
We'll rate it.
You're on to the next one.
What you guys should do when you go out for GABF is make sure to get tickets to go to Casey, because I've had a couple of their beers, and they're really solid. So.
Got that?
I'll write that down.
Is that like a C or a K or KC?
Are they going to be at the beer fest? I'm sure they'll be there, too, but I'm sure since they're close, they'll probably have bottles for sale. Casey, C-A-S-E-Y.
Oh, on Alpine?
Yes. And their pizza's awesome, too. I've heard it on the radio.
So Casey? Just Casey? Or
yeah.
Casey's?
It's like Casey Brewing and Blending or something
they
like that.
They give it to veterans.
So they do a lot of sour saisons, almost kind of like a side
They give it to immigrants when they come into the country. Here, have this.
All right, so the Tater. The
Man,
Tater
I'm
beer
really
with Other
stuck.
Half.
It's good.
It's a collaboration between Other Half and Monkish. Oh, sure. I only gave it a 4. It was not near as good as the Cheddar Broccoli.
Yeah, but it's way lighter, and I give it a 4.25 still, and I'm burping. Its hops are delicious.
The delicious hops, I just like the cheddar brock. I'm just comparing it to the cheddar brock.
I don't know why. They're two different styles.
Oh, IPA and double IPA?
Pale ale and IPA. Tater's is a pale.
Tater's a pale?
Tater's a pale?
It shouldn't change your review any, but I mean, it's up there with fucking...
Oh.
It's up there with
it
Tater's pale.
And that was turned away from Mike, by the way.
Nice. But that mic is hot.
Please put away.
So is that burp. It's melting my face.
Oh, disgusting.
Truthfully, if I had the choice between the actual names of the beers, too, I'd rather have broccoli and cheddar than taters.
Jabbing broccoli.
Weird thing, I had tater tots.
I want tater tots as well.
Tater tots.
Tater tots.
Your cheddar broccoli loses.
Your cheddar broccoli can
go sit
in the
fucking tray. I had cheddar on my taters.
But to be honest... I would just mix both of them up and put them in the oven.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's a casserole, right?
You know what I mean? Absolutely. You got a vegetable, you got a potato, it's a casserole.
We have two ratings here. Come on, guys.
Dennis, Tubby, Boner, Ryan.
4.
4.
Who said that?
Pepperoncinis.
I think you just want pepperoncinis. I think that's what we're getting at here.
4.25.
This smells ridiculous.
I want some. This brewery is so great.
Yes, it is.
Is this French toast?
Yep.
French toast!
And usually on Funky Buddha bottles, you could play the game called Find the Dick, but I haven't been able to find it on this one.
Yeah, Eric showed us on the last one. Oh, I'll give it the boner. He'll definitely find it in like 2 seconds.
Oh, I'm good at finding dicks.
He'll put it in his mouth and figure out where it is.
What?
Wow, what a smell.
So some dude banged on the side of a toaster.
Yeah, you've never heard this?
No.
He's played it on the podcast like 6 times now.
Because when we talk about toast, tell him
it's either that or that. I'm not sure.
For some reason, it's hard to find.
Yeah, don't! Oh, I have heard it. I didn't realize he's putting it on the toaster.
Yeah, don't!
He's putting his hands in a toaster.
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly.
Did you find it?
Nope.
Okay.
Take a piece of bread, put it in a slaw.
Guess what I'm making for breakfast tomorrow?
French toast! How to get toast?
Waffles.
I'm off. I'm making
French
toast.
Yeah, toast!
No, we got bread that we have to
Oh my god, it smells so good.
Yeah, toast!
Alright, here's the reference.
Now there's no secret to toasting perfection.
Hang on.
So this is all maple.
Make your selection.
This smells disgusting.
Push to the dark and the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
We haven't had this on the podcast, have we?
No, I don't think so. Maybe once.
That's no bueno.
When the first caveman drove in from the drags.
This is going to hurt.
It's right at the end. This is when he does it. He sings in French and talks about French toast.
Plug the toaster in the wall by Redmond.
My gosh. Stop worrying about the drop and just drink the beer, damn it. It's that good.
No.
I'm a producer. Drinking comes second to me.
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette.
What was that?
This is French toast.
Monsieur Valier, Eiffel Tower. Oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast!
There you go. That's all we were getting at.
That's all you needed.
It took us 2 minutes, but we got there.
Every bottle? I don't think so.
That reminds me of the Dane Cook Whopper skit there in my ear.
Oh, shit.
Fucking ears bleeding.
Sorry about that. I'll let the producer know.
What I want you to do is write that down. Fold it.
Play box.
Fold it. And then fold it again.
Which I'm sure
and then fold
box
it again.
Is, like over there.
Yeah, it's full.
Yeah.
And I want you to put it on the tip of your finger. And I want you to shove it up your ass. Okay.
Doing
good.
Oh, wouldn't that be candy ass?
Cow.
I don't think
we were going to go to Rock, but I was kind of going to go with. Really?
We flew through those IPAs. Holy cow.
It was delicious.
You guys were thirsty tonight.
Well, we had 6 people, too. That
I had the thirst.
You know, six people on 16 cans, 6 ounces. Yeah.
Especially
so we can sip
you
on these and talk about whatever.
I'm looking for a tissue.
Oh,
a tissue.
My pussy's bleeding.
You need a tissue?
All right.
Hey, here's a tissue. Hey, boner.
Some
tissue?
Where? Right in front of you.
Oh, fuck me. Hit the dump button.
I recommend using the sink instead of going upstairs for the dogs to attack you.
Yeah, we've officially gotten to the point where we're going to start tagging people
Hit the sink.
Yeah. For upstairs.
That's all right. I had to pee before we started.
So did I.
And here I am.
I'm getting ready to tap out.
I didn't
sure.
go, though. You went.
I made a little bit, yeah. But he didn't drive. He just rode, so.
Yeah.
You rode.
I had big old meatballs in my mouth before we got here.
And are they still burping?
No,
I'm not burping at all.
Okay.
Hard to find.
It's just you, man. You can't handle the balls in your mouth, I guess.
What?
I'm not a Balchinian. I've been deported.
I had.
I've been deported.
Or is that one of those?
No, it'll come out. You won't need a corkscrew for that
use your
one.
Teeth. That one, maybe. Use your teeth.
No, we were at the pub and they had the happy hour menu.
Yeah.
So I thought it sounded good to have.
What year is this?
Guinness.
Stop.
Who's next?
Wow.
No, he had the
Guinness?
Yes.
Guinness meatballs. Like beer battered, deep fried meatballs.
Yes.
And
they have that now?
Yes, they do.
Guinness barbecue
sauce. They've always had it, but.
I guess you get the bangers and mash when I go.
Or the shepherd's pie.
I get shepherd's pie.
I've never gotten it. I've always got the burgers and mash.
Okay.
In the fish fry.
Or a burger.
Or the fish.
Yeah, on Fridays.
Yeah, they're fucking...
If I'm there after work,
yes.
And I need a little something to eat, normally I get the smothered pub crisps.
Yes.
Which are their actual homemade potato chips.
Yes.
And then they put them in, put cheese and... all kinds of goodness all over.
You know which ones were
I'm
awesome?
I'm not dinner yet. Keep talking.
Oh, shit. The Hawk's Nest.
Okay.
Do Mrs. Fisher's with blue cheese and chives.
Ooh.
Throw it in the oven real quick and just melt the blue cheese on top. Yeah. They were freaking delicious.
Well, these meatballs were just bigger than golf balls, like the perfect meatball size.
Yeah.
And there were three of them.
Put them in your mouth.
And it had a Guinness sauce on the top.
I don't disagree with you.
It was about that big.
For that, yes.
No, they were not golf ball. Though? Double the
you
golf ball.
One like
no.
I said bigger than golf balls.
Right, but he's going golf ball.
Baseball size ball. For pasta.
No, they're not baseball size.
Well, I'm saying for Italian,
it's
got to be baseball size.
It's a tray this big.
For what you're talking about?
You know what size they are? They're lacrosse ball size.
Ooh,
good call. Have you ever seen a lacrosse ball?
There you go.
I'm lacrosse my balls in your mouth.
The only reason I know what size the lacrosse ball is my...
Are you a dragon?
My chiropractor gave
my balls
it to
across
me
your
to a stretch.
I bet he did.
Put it behind my shoulder blade.
What about Benoit ball?
No.
Oh.
I'm not familiar with those, Ryan. I'm sorry.
Is that like a kegel?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah,
how
about that? Oh shit!
Oh yeah.
We can't talk. Let's discontinue talking about balls.
Okay.
Real quick,
yes.
That girl is going to
That's
jail.
That's sort of Hooters you got there.
And she's,
did you see that?
What's that?
What is
she's
she
going to jail?
Yeah.
What did that girl
do? Yeah.
For what?
She's only 14.
Possession.
Man.
Possession. Yeah, Uncle Phil. She was going to jail.
Being an idiot.
Yep.
Possession being of being dope. An idiot.
Wow. For weed, huh?
Look it up.
No.
What did they get a minor for that? A week. No, because she's
fine.
A celebrity. They're going to make a
documentary.
No, maybe possible.
Porno.
I would say they would make a.
Oh shit! I used to love watching that shit.
Play the Live PD one instead of this one. Fuck that.
Yeah,
Live
PD
is better.
We're talking about her going to jail, so.
No, they're going to make an example out of her. They're going to be like, okay.
Better than Inner Circle?
Conversation, I don't know. We went from meatballs to Cash Me Outside, so.
To cops.
Right?
Are we hey, debating on which version of Bad Boys is better or not?
All that did is make me hungry. There's a brewery in St. Louis, Narrow Gauge, that's connected to this Italian restaurant that probably everybody raves about their meatballs, so.
What's it called?
Narrow Gauge.
My mom's house.
Narrow Gauge.
Narrow Gauge. This is in St. Louis.
When you were in St. Louis, have you ever been on the Hill?
The Hill.
It's the Italian neighborhood.
I don't know. Probably. I've been all over that town. So
Blueberry Hill, the record stores and all that shit is like down, but if like as you're coming, if you're going, when you get into St. Louis, it's like obviously fucking twists and turns and shit, but there's a thing called the Hill, and it's all these Italian mom and pop restaurants that are like dotted all over it.
Okay.
Then you go down, and then you get like Blueberry Hill, which is Chuck Berry's place. The one, barbecue place that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dimes and shit like that down there.
Dimes. There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah, you know that guy, Dimes. Fury. He's
I've been drinking since 4. Fuck you.
That was my thrill.
But no, and Blueberry Hill actually is a really cool place. I mean, it's touristy, don't get me wrong. But it's kind of a cool place. But St. Louis is fucked up anyway as it is with their fucking one-ways. And
yeah, I've been to St. Louis, but I didn't drive, and it was a long time ago. So
I went to a Rams game, and I was like, I hate this fucking town.
Back when they had a football team?
So did the Rams.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, that was like our big treat when we were growing up, because we went to Arkansas 3 times a year and during the summer, the week vacation.
Which has any park?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's horrible.
Ouch.
Yep, we hauled it all the way to
real Arkansas.
Half an hour. Half an hour in the station wagon, everybody bitching the whole way.
Fuck station wagon, it was a Red Rider wagon.
Like 10 minutes.
Nice.
But no, my grandparents lived in Arkansas, so we would visit them.
That's really
the
weird, because so did mine, and I was in Arkansas, like...
Where at?
Fort Smith.
Okay. My dad was born in Pocahontas and lived in Maynard, so... Okay, it's northeast Arkansas. I've met so many people around this area that, like, I have family from this place, that place. I guess a lot of them moved up here during the 60s and 70s.
That's why you both like
jobs,
St. Louis.
So.
There it is.
It's funny how
much we have in common. I didn't really realize.
But yeah, that was our big
Northwest. So.
That was our big treat as we stayed a night in St. Louis and usually went to a game and stuff like
that's
that.
That's very cool. Baseball,
good baseball team.
By the way, I heard you guys talking about narrow gauge. If anybody can get us narrow gauge, we need to drink that beer because
I'll go.
I've been hearing so much good about it.
Gonna go.
We need some narrow gauge on
this
podcast.
We're gonna go watch Cardinal game, and we're gonna go.
Fair enough.
Next time, if I can hook it up, I'll drop you guys a growler.
You know, what would be even more fun is to go down there and see a hockey game.
Oh, the Blues!
I'm down.
I've been to one Blues game.
Me too.
I've been to one Blues. That's where I developed my hate for the city because
fuck
Chicago goes like one way, one way, one way, and you're back at your thing. St. Louis goes one way, one way, one way, one way. Next thing you know, you're in the fucking ghetto, and you're like, "What the fuck?"
Don't drive in Boston, then.
Same thing in Boston.
Boston's like a mile of one-way streets going one direction. I mean, of course, you miss your street, so you got to go like a mile up to get to the next way to go right.
And we have friends that were in Boston for a vacation.
That's absurd.
Same thing. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
That's absurd. They're not one ways for me.
It's because
it's like a comb.
Well,
they just
like,
built a comb. No, they tried to add streets on original streets, which was on original streets.
Well, they have all the landmarks in the middle of the city, like the square, so they can't do anything with those. So, yeah, literally, they have no choice to where it's everything dead ends into that street there.
Gotcha. Did we rate this nonsense?
No.
Let's rate it.
You're the only one sipping on it, so...
I don't like it. Does anyone else like it? Do they want this?
I love it. I like it a lot.
You like it a lot? Do you want this?
Sure.
Okay, then drink that and then drink this, because I don't like it.
Are you fucking serious?
I do not like it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't like smoke, and I don't like maple nonsense.
Here's the two...
Open your mouth.
This tastes like hot toast.
Here's the two differences.
Chuck
still has a lot in his glass because he's enjoying it.
Whoa!
Dennis had a lot in his glass because he didn't want to drink it.
I do not like it. I will give this one like a fucking 2.53.
Right. Well, now.
This I will not get this fucking smell out of my nose for like...
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
I'm going to go to the pub.
Delicious.
I'm going to go to the pub and have two shots of Malort just to get this nonsense out of my fucking nose.
I'm going
to
cut that out. What time are we there?
No. I'm going to bring a bottle of Malort so we can all have a shot.
We all love Malort. None of us hate Malort.
Last time I did that was on my 21st birthday.
And how did that make you feel?
I'd rather go out and lick the street.
I was drunk.
It's not that bad.
It's fucking terrible.
I was drunk.
Well, when I first had it, I likened it to going out and licking North 2nd Street.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
licking
not good.
Page.
It's really not that bad. After you've had like 10 to 20 shots of it, it really kind of just is like,
it's an old familiar friend.
Yeah, it's like, meh.
Yeah. It's the one that the friend
it's
that you
PBR.
Don't like that continues
it's
to
PBR.
Show up.
It's PBR. You know, you can always
also
go back
to me.
Oh, my God. All right, I went to Fobab last year, and I probably had like 30-some beers when I was there. The only beer I dumped out was the shit that was aged in the Malort barrels.
I don't know that that would be good, to be
so
honest
bad.
With you.
No, I'm with him on that. That would not be good.
Who did the Malort?
It had to be a Chicago.
Through my check-ins, but...
It had to be a Chicago brewery.
Well, yeah.
Because they're only... That's yeah.
Sounds familiar.
All right, anybody else want
to
rate it?
Do you go to Great Taste?
4.5.
Chubby?
I've never been, no.
What? Jeez.
To Great Taste?
Mm-mm.
2 weeks.
Oh, you should go.
Yeah.
Never been to Screw City either. So.
Really?
Oh, that's getting to be pretty phenomenal.
Go to Great Taste first.
Well...
Well, I don't know about
that because it comes first.
I say go to both of them, but yeah.
I'm not. As you've heard us say on the show, there's it's two different worlds.
Oh, okay? Yes.
You've got an amazing, huge beer festival with 140 breweries.
Bacon on a fucking stick.
7,000 people.
Yeah, there's like 500 beers or some shit.
Metal Heroes.
Way more than 500.
You know what I like about Screw City is it's so goddamn close.
Yeah, Screw City's close.
It's closer for us than 60, you.
60 breweries.
But it's so good.
And they bring some good stuff. I mean, you still have a good time because there's some big heavy hitters.
And like Bone said,
and they're bringing
bacon
kegs.
On a fucking stick.
They're bringing kegs. They're bringing kegs.
I know it's one I'll get to eventually. I might be able to swing Screw City this year. Like, my wife's working a schedule where she's going to work Friday nights and Sunday nights because that's the reason why I didn't commit to, like, Great Taste or Screw City.
Great American Beer
was just because...
Well, you have an open invitation to come get tickets with us next year for sure.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I mean...
It depends on the day and stuff, but...
We always go up on Saturday during... Well, now it's during the evening. We go up Saturday night, tickets go on sale at noon.
You give too much away now.
It's about a
28. Everyone knows. Who gets
it's about a 12-hour commitment. I mean, that's basically what you're giving up.
Or get a lottery.
So, yeah, or you get lucky in the lottery like these schmoes.
I did not get lucky in the lottery.
Chuck Beaver.
Him.
Drink fast.
I sucked in the lottery.
You did? Did you win the lottery?
I need some more ratings on this French toast.
Who are you missing?
Dennis.
4.25.
Dennis said 2.5.
Oh, Chuck, I mean, sorry.
I gave it 4.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could make it do it all over again.
Dennis was the one that shat on the beer.
I said 4.75. I'm making up for Dennis.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's good. It's really freaking good.
I don't like it.
Oh, Dennis, I'm surprised.
I'm sorry, I don't like it. I don't like smoke. I don't like sweet, and I like smoke.
Interesting. Okay.
This is kind of
like the Chiquita rye. I can't stand the smell of Chiquita rye.
That's good.
I don't like
smoke. Is it only smoke, or I thought that had some other weird...
There's like smoke and sweet. It's like a combination of...
That's the New Holland,
the last
right?
time we with had a really, like, maple syrupy beer was that one that I brought.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And that was fucking terrible.
But the Monkey Brewery.
But this was
really it was straight
up syrup.
It was syrup in a bottle.
It was disgusting.
Yum.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that one again.
Fuck me. I mean, rinse.
Or do you want to rinse?
Rinse. He's like, I want to rinse.
You're accusing me right now.
Wrong word. Hey, thanks.
So who brought this bottle?
I believe...
Boner?
Bone?
I got it when I went on Storm in Michigan 2 weeks ago.
Smells delicious. Nice.
I've never even heard of these guys. And we were in Grand Rapids. That's the kicker.
Has it got bread in it?
This guy was like, these guys are almost as good at Trinium. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll buy it.
Really?
It's different.
Oh, it's nice. It's like Cantian or something. You know what
no,
I mean?
You know what it reminds me of? Is it reminds me of Allagash.
There's a lot of wildness
there's
going
no,
on.
Oh, it's
there's
new.
No Trillium. Okay. It's Allagash.
We are one of the first breweries in the state to use this grain. Okay.
It's good.
So
I like it. Super dry. Super funky.
It's not bad.
It's got bread. It has to have bread or something.
That's
it's
a dud light.
Yep. So we've got those two and then the Band versus Bud left.
Word.
I don't remember. What are we doing next?
We can do this. So it's official, guys. There's been a study put out there that drinking beer can improve your memory.
Dude, my memory's so good right now, it's not even funny.
Truth be told, they did a controlled study where they had people choose whether they were going to drink or not drink and had them memorize certain things and then drank afterwards.
Yes.
And the people that drank retained more memory of the things that they were trying to learn beforehand than the people that didn't. And they found that the people that drank the most retained the most. So that's to say...
To a point.
Well, no, it's...
Well, obviously.
The study works.
Hard talking to them.
Well, I understand, but what about when you wake up
so there
up
were people
and, like,
that drank, decided to drink two beers,
yes.
And then there were people that decided to drink six beers. The people that drank six beers retained more than the people that drank two beers.
What about the people who drank a case of beer?
And the people that drank no alcohol did not fare any better than anyone that drank.
Right.
Hmm.
So there
that's
you
interesting
go.
Study.
Yeah.
I need to be on one of these study groups.
This is
live near a college.
This is a lot like the new Glarus IPA.
Damn right. The Wild College didn't do anything like this.
I still got one of those left.
It's good.
They do classes on how to not get shot.
Here's the numbers for the number of people.
It's
they
were around here.
88 no social drinkers that were split into two random groups, and everyone was giving a word learning
a social
task.
Drinker.
Right.
Each group was then asked to either drink as much as they liked
Amish.
Or not drink at all. The following day, all participants returned to repeat the same task, and researchers found that not only did the group who enjoyed alcohol perform better, but those who had drank the most did better than who had drank less.
Hmm. Damn straight.
Science.
Science, bitches. You just got learned.
So.
Fucking Bill Nye came
your
out.
Your brain needs beer.
That's right.
I guess this explains why I retain a whole bunch of stupid bullshit, but not what my wife told me 5 minutes before.
Me too.
Unless
it all makes sense now.
Because I'm on YouTube doing a bunch of dumb shit when I'm drunk, and I have it forever.
Let's
and then I need to be somewhere Saturday. I'm like, what? What the fuck did you
when
tell
did you
me
say
this?
That?
She's nice like, guy. I hate you a lot. More than a little, I hate you a lot right now.
Shut the fuck up and get in the car right now.
Whose birthday party are we going? I want beer. What the fuck?
We got to go buy whose gift? What?
Damn it, Jim.
What kid again has a birthday? Son of a bitch.
Every weekend at this fucking point.
This is
with an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, every weekend someone's having a damn
their
birthday.
Their friend.
This is a weird beer.
It's the New Glarus IPA, the sour.
Yeah. I dig the hell out of it.
Yeah, it does remind me of Wild Bitter a lot, so.
I like it.
Brett IPA.
biomimicry.
I like it that it was
got that little stamp on there.
Speciation artesian ales.
It's Belgian
lab grown culture.
I said I don't remember seeing this when we were up around that area.
It's weird.
So it's got to be new.
Comstock Park. So isn't that by Bell's?
It is. That Bell's is in Comstock. Yeah.
Okay. I just remember getting a growler of the triple mash.
When they do it, they're delicious. Funky. This thing is fucking funky.
You don't like it?
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
It's super funky.
Okay.
I mean, almost like Limburger. You know what I mean? It's like.
Ew. No. But I see where he's coming from on it. It's not gross, but yet you're kind of like...
It's on its way to Limburger. I mean, it's like...
You're trying to define what it truly is.
Yeah, like that string of weirdness going on.
I dig it.
It's got that kind of just...
I'd never buy another one.
I would, actually. And I would probably buy like two or three
others. Yeah, let me try it, but yeah, I'm kind of interested.
No, I would buy another one, and I'd be like two or three others just to see what weird, funky shit they would try to do.
I'm fine with a weird IPA like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't crush it like three times in a row.
I couldn't drink this IPA every day.
No, but if you had this and then make it every day,
too Belgian-y.
Yeah. Well, this is straight from Munda. I mean, this has got some...
That is an accurate statement. It is really on its way
to fucking Limburger. I mean, I don't know what other thing that I have that kind of tastes like really a bland, kind of moldy, bland, blah kind of weirdness.
It smells like my grandmother's attic.
Oh, I heard you just have a mouse.
That dry.
And that's...
It is very dry. It finishes extremely dry as well.
That's what I think what I like
it's
most
about
it. It's
got like a dry, dusty smell to
You're
it.
You're a dry wine guy, then?
Yes.
I like sweets. No. I like Moscatos.
No.
I like...
No.
Riesling.
Dennis's theme song is, I want candy.
You like sweet wines, but not sweet beers.
That fucking French toast was disgusting.
Because you didn't like sweet beer, but you like sweet wine.
That was like Moscato.
Right?
It was very interesting.
Moscato's like times 10 sweeter than that.
Yeah, but sweet wine is way different than sweet beer.
I'm a dichotomy. I'm a fucking enigma.
I hate it.
We're going to have to dissect you, Dennis.
Okay, sure. Why the hell not? Am I drunk?
What are we doing on this side?
No, you're an enigma.
Okay, let's start on the far side and work our way this way. Boom.
3.75.
Oh, you fucking wounded me. Oh.
Same, 3.75.
Chuck?
Hang on.
Come on, help me.
3.75 for Mr. Bonefeast and 3.75 for me.
I got 4.25 on it.
Yes. And I got a 4.25 as well.
Oh, look, a VIP is...
Oh, and here's the beer father going to bring it fucking down.
3.5.
Oh, shit, and the panties drop.
There'll be a bunch of those when it gets closer, so I plan on snagging one.
Ryan?
Just to clear it with my wife.
For sale?
I'm at 3.5 as well.
Yeah.
I don't like funky IPAs.
I feel like
I'm
drinking funky beers. Sweaty underwear right now.
I don't like funky
now.
IPAs.
Wow.
That's my thing.
This is batch one.
It's just not...
Incipient dry hop.
There should be no Belgian in my IPA.
6%.
Ever.
This is more than Belgian. This is just wild cultures gone fucking mad.
This is
way more than Belgian.
This is fucking deliciousness.
Who put the farm in my IPA?
That's right.
That's what I want to know.
It's a good experiment.
I want the farm in my Saison, not in my IPA.
Sour golden base dry hop with a rotating variety of hops, mixed fermented in house cultures.
But it says IPA.
And open fermented to express, because it is, to express cultures to capture additional native microbes.
If it's
rating
it as a golden,
that's science, bitch.
As a funky golden, it might get a little, but as an IPA, it's not.
Brass monkey.
That's high.
That chunky monkey.
Not undrinkable, but
brass
not as...
Brass monkey,
you know.
Chunky.
You want to see here's the latest ratings. 4.5, 4.25, 4.5, 4.25, 4.75, 4.75, 4.5, 4.5.
Boom.
5.
Yes.
4.5.
Boom.
4.5.
Well, I'm willing to bet Bud Light gets a lot of fives, too.
Those people would be wrong.
I would say suck it.
Those people are wrong.
I hear you, but I mean, its average rating's 4.34. I mean, it's
all right.
Let him do the honor.
Yeah, let me.
He
do the
killed the fly on that one. Let him do the
I'm
honor.
I'm gonna give this back to Tubby and open my bottle.
I get that it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I do enjoy it.
Oh no!
You want me to open it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Did you not
He brought it just for me. So
let Ryan
you guys
open it.
I do want to try your bottle too because
he
I was
killed the fly on that bottle, man.
You can bust out yours too.
Did you not like the wild bitter?
Not really.
From, because that's an IPA as well.
I have all of the 2015, all the 2016, and I'll have all the 2017.
Thank you, sir. Oh,
okay. So I need my time to kind of drink them all, see how
and you too?
Developed.
Yeah.
I'm curious on a 2-year-old IPA what that's it tastes like.
Some so bitch.
I think it's not an IPA.
Some bitch. I mean, you know it's not. They just hop it like it's an IPA. And with all the wild stuff going in there, it's just delicious. Not an IPA.
Well, with Brett, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm not expecting much, but it wasn't that good fresh. This is coming. I mean, it's
like this.
Easy. You want a rinse?
Yeah, I'll take a rinse.
Thanks, Ray.
That's fucking deliciousness.
Are we calling this VV?
Vlad Tepes.
Vanilla Vlad.
Do you want a boner beer for your fridge?
Yes.
Yes.
I put my beer in their bottle, so.
This is your beer? What is this?
It doesn't have a name.
Oh, it doesn't have a name.
It's got to have a name.
I had to clear room in my kegger. I think you need to give all your beers.
What's the
really
style?
Profane names.
Can I name it?
Shove it up your ass.
I've named like one or two, right?
It has Ruby.
Name it Limp Biscuit.
It's Ruby Tango.
Ball gag. Chad Ruby Kroger. Name it Chad Kroger.
I like Ruby Tango. Stop. He's the brewer.
What style is it?
Well, it has Ruby Tangos in it. IPA with Ruby Tangos.
Okay.
Well, we'll name it.
I liked your... We'll the other two you brought were... Yeah, I liked them. They're very good. Really good. But, yeah, I thought you did a good job.
Should we try it on the air?
No.
Okay. He doesn't want the...
It's too warm.
Chuck Nation.
Fuck off.
Hey, finish yours. Hurry up. This is your beer.
Just swallow.
Just chug it. This is
your beer. Put it in your mouth and swallow
it. Should I just put it in my mouth?
Put yes. it in your mouth.
Hang on. There's a drop for that.
Yeah, there's a drop for that.
I think it's right meow.
Right meow. Nope.
This page, huh?
Next
must
one.
Must be this one.
Venus.
Vagina.
There it is in the middle. One down.
One more. There you go.
Oh,
Jesus!
Shit!
In your mouth!
No, it's not. No, it's not. We're good. We're good.
Wow, that was loud.
That was really fucking shit.
I don't know what was louder. Okay, I like put it in your mouth. The sound of the beer opening.
Outstanding.
He went so far back in that corner. It was hilarious.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was
here
awesome.
You go.
I forgot about that.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
So stupid.
Speaking of which, from the message I got today, we will not see corporate Chad for the next couple of weeks.
Uh-oh, what happened?
He's become more corporate.
Oh, fuckers.
And he has a conference call on Thursdays now.
Fuckers.
So
damn the man.
At the same time that we record, so.
Damn the man.
Why can't he be on board at the same time?
Right. Damn straight.
Yeah.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
You can mute corporate and drink and podcast and then mute podcast and then go back to corporate.
Like I remember when we went to the Three Floyd Cigar City takeover, their Colt's wife came with us and she had to be on like a conference call or something. She just took it out in the car. I
mean, nice.
Hell yeah. Nice. That's the way you do it.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Ooh, this smells delicious.
I mean, 90% of conference calls, you don't need to really... Yes. Listen.
Well, right.
You just have to have it on in the background. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. You can always plug it in and listen in.
Like, oh, sorry. What was that?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's that way.
Please repeat.
Oh, rinse. My bad.
Sorry. You broke up there.
Please repeat the question.
He could mute his end and just put it on. We could plug it in and actually listen in on the conference.
Oh, gosh. Sounds like trouble.
No, it sounds like awesomeness.
Sounds like a safety meeting.
Sounds like a safety meeting.
Give the rest to Ryan.
Oh, fuck Ryan.
Hey, shut up. This is his. He killed a fly on it. It's
I
his.
Don't care.
Come on.
Don't be a dick.
All right,
dick.
Two to go.
I don't got to drive.
Get the
cover of the week?
Here, no, we're gonna do Chuck's favorite thing.
Oh, Jesus.
It's official.
Is that
what are we
going
to do?
Band or
Bud?
Bud too. So, Matt, the way this works
is...
It's
a weird name. I mean...
They're going to name something that's either going to be a band or it's going to be a strain... of weed.
Oh, okay. I remember listening to this first time. It took me like three times to figure out what the hell you guys are doing.
Welcome to Band or Bud.
There you
go. I'm Whitney Moore, and I'm here with my new friend Jess and Harp. How's it going?
I like Harp. Harp. Hi, Harp.
Tell me, is this Band or Bud? Baby Shit Brown. Band or
Baby Shit Brown.
Bud.
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 That's totally a Bud.
Everybody voted?
Everybody's in?
She should have a Guns N' Roses shirt on besides whatever it is.
I've never heard of that weed before.
Baby Shit Brown.
She has a six pack.
Bud.
Bud.
I'm going to say bud. You are correct.
Yep.
That's bud.
There we go.
Absolutely.
They get harder, don't they?
Correct, sir.
I want to see Hart naked.
All right, band or bud, Jay? Your naked mother.
It's a band.
Band.
That's a band.
That is a band.
Okay, I'll agree.
That is a band.
Bud.
Band.
That is a band.
Fuck. There you go. Two for two, bitches.
They don't look like a very good band.
Okay, you gotta get 3 out of 5. Tell me, Cecil, band or bud? Electric Wizard.
Band.
Ooh,
they are band.
Band.
I was going to say bud.
I was going to say band.
Band
Chuck
and
knows, so I know.
Band. They are a stoner band, and they kick fucking ass.
Wow, I'm going to go band, I guess.
Yes.
Chuck, are you wrong here? You owe
I am
that
100%
bud.
Correct.
If you owe it, you ask that bud if you're wrong.
Yeah, like, no shit. I know this band.
I have gone down the... I know it's...
Which bottle is it?
Vlad.
Oh, that's weird.
Water the Dragon.
It's nope. A band.
There you go,
that's
Chuck.
That's one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, they kick ass.
Oh, she likes that band.
I'm out here with the two best-dressed motherfuckers at Rock in the Range,
God.
Isaac and Kane. How's it going, guys?
Is even REO shirt
on? Five chances to get 3 out of 5 correct.
They're gay.
Tell me band or bud.
Who cares?
How about Barbara's Bush?
Weed.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
That's weed.
Gotta be bud.
Yeah, that's bud.
Weed. Dude, we've had bands like two in a row now.
I think it's gotta be weed.
It's weird.
Because it's a great name for
it's
it.
It's not Googling it. They're Googling it over there. Get big Google boxes.
It'd be a good band name as well.
Right. It's a better bud name because of the word.
Oh, I got a chat. Yeah. Too. Thanks.
Hey, I'm cheating.
So we're going bud?
Yeah, we're going
bud.
Bud?
Bud? Yeah. It's a band.
Whoa! No shit?
We all got fucked on that.
Dracula
one.
Milk
no,
Toast.
No, Mac got it.
Oh, yeah, Dracula Milk Toast.
Bud. Dracula Milk Toast.
That's got to be a bud now.
I don't know a band that name.
Yeah.
Bud, yeah.
Bud?
Yeah, bro, bud.
That's a band.
No.
That is
the
band.
Wow.
No,
what?
We just lost 2 rounds.
This
right
guy
there.
Knows everything, too.
Bong water.
Band.
Bong
band.
Water.
Oh, no.
Band because
band. That's got to be banned.
It's
band,
too though. Obvious.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Bong water?
Mm. He's drank some.
That is bud.
Nope.
That's a band!
Really?
It's too obvious.
Yeah,
Manitoba poison.
Manitoba poison.
Bud.
Bud, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just sent packages to Manitoba
said, get the
today.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's bud for sure.
That is bud for sure. Man, you were just
for sure.
In, dude.
How's it going,
Abe? Ooh, poor
all right,
Ted.
One more and then you got the shirt.
If I get all 5, you guys going to give me some bud or what?
I wish we could. I wish we could. Okay, I'm going to give you a hard
she's
one.
She's looking me in the back.
Balls Deluxe.
Cash me outside.
Balls Deluxe.
Balls Deluxe.
Balls Deluxe.
Band.
Bud.
I'm going to go Bud.
It's got Deluxe in it, though.
Band. I'm going to say band.
Band.
I'm going to say band.
Deluxe.
Deluxe.
Yeah.
Band. Balls Deluxe.
Balls Deluxe.
Why do you
keep it?
4-2.
Bud.
That is a band.
Yes.
Ooh,
son of a suck it.
Individual fruit pie.
Beer.
Beer.
Sounds like a beer.
That's a band.
That's a bud.
Why are these always like early 90s bands?
It's bud. But you know. An individual fruit pie is like stop and go.
Suck, I don't know.
I love individual fruit pies.
Pie.
Right.
You
got somebody
band.
Trying to call you.
There's a band.
Well, they
oh, God, they suck.
Banana
oh, hey, it's her again. Hello.
Banana stand?
I'm just looking at her.
Bud. Bud. It needs to be a Guns N' Roses shirt. Am I right, or what?
I would like her better with a
I
Guns N'
so.
Roses shirt, yes.
I like her better with no shirt.
Not Rock on the Range shirt.
Band or bud?
Bud.
Final answer?
I thought bud, too.
That is a band.
Oh, wow.
Afghanistan bananas.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm listening to that. What is the answer?
What's grape the ape. That
it's,
is
that's a weed.
Yeah,
that's a
bud.
I know for sure. Yeah.
That is totally a bud.
Grape ape. Weed.
That is weed.
Yeah. I've heard Kevin Smith
more
talk about grape ape.
Oops.
Other.
Your
that's
naked
a,
mother?
Your naked band. Mother.
Your naked mother is
band.
A band.
Band.
I've
didn't
heard
we already
that
do
before.
That?
No, but I've heard
well,
that
I'm gonna
before.
Go bud just to be different.
Band.
That's a band? Correct.
Like, I've actually heard of these guys.
I've seen them,
too. Congratulations. You know your weed. You know your metal.
Ryan apparently got a missed call, too.
Congratulations.
Uh-oh.
Way to go.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Somebody called the podcast?
Mm-hmm. An electric voicemail, blizzard is fucking voicemail. Awesome.
Motherfucking voicemail, voicemail.
Yeah, we have it. Did he leave a voicemail, though? That's the question.
Please.
I do not know.
Does
that
your phone not tell you that?
I just call him back.
I just did the theme song.
Voicemail, voicemail. Motherfucking voicemail, voicemail.
That's not good.
I know it's not. That's why I did it.
Can you come up with something better?
No.
But then shut the fuck up.
STFU. Okay, STFU.
Just talking like that, be like, voicemail.
Hey, you got
motherfucker.
Hey, you got a voicemail, motherfucker.
Pick up the phone.
No, right now. I want that clip that says, mail, motherfucker.
Pick up.
I got mail.
We're listening. He's got it. We're listening.
No, we're calling.
Oh, we're calling the voicemail? Okay.
Crank anchors?
Oh, we're calling the guy back that called us?
Or we're just calling voicemail? I'm so lost.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Yes.
Well, I'll try one more time.
Okay, come on. Please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
This is the Beer with Friends podcast. Who do we have on the line?
This is Manny. How you doing?
Manny!
Manny!
Hi, Manny.
We're one super fan short of episode 100 at the moment. We have six people in the studio, and you're not here. How did that happen?
I wasn't invited, was it?
Oh shit.
We'll put you on the gang email on Tuesdays from now on.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a busy guy right now.
Always busy.
Yeah, yeah. See?
Everybody's busy.
Everybody?
You're the first person to respond. Delicious. We got Tubby in the house.
Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
Good.
When are you coming to get your s'mores from me?
No, I've got a couple. I've got to play that sometime.
Tubby brought lots of.
I've got a beer for you too.
Outstanding.
Tubby brought lots of Midwest New England beers. Along with we're sipping right now on some vanilla Vlad.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
How is it tasting?
It's good.
It's good. I like the French toast better than we had earlier.
The vanilla's real good in this,
but
though.
The vanilla Vlad was delicious, so.
And then we had two New York cans.
Yeah, some other half stuff.
That was awesome.
What have you been up to? Anything exciting to report?
Come on, roll on.
Lua.
We're on the back deck.
That damn Cocker Spaniel.
His dog's name is Lola.
Yeah.
Lola.
Come on.
Manny, we're excited to see you at the Great Taste with us.
Yeah, 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks,
for sure.
Man, from actual time. A week
I'm
away.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That'll be my first time.
It'll be awesome.
It's actually important that you called in because next week we will be officially recording the preview episode for Great Taste. The episode that comes out before. So you were going to be on the invite list for that episode anyway. So hopefully by the time...
Good cover.
Yes, hopefully by the time we record the
I'm invited.
The brewer list will be out. I doubt it, but we'll hope for the best. So.
Yeah, this is the Wednesday before, right?
Fingers crossed.
Just take Ryan's advice and go to microphone first and just circle around
exactly.
Everybody else.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
We'll talk about the particulars later. Especially, I'm going to give you a call after the recording here to make sure everything is as it was before, so... But I'm excited for you to enjoy your first Great Taste ever.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm very excited about that myself.
I can't wait to see you lose your mind and not know what to do.
My head's going to spin and pop off, honestly.
Yep, that's generally
two things are going to happen. You're going to get dizzy and not know what to do, or you're going to just keep drinking and we're going to find you passed out somewhere.
Or both will happen.
No, Manny's a professional.
He is a pro.
I'm an experienced Brewfest goer, so.
Yep.
And actually, my wife is going to be with me. My wife is going to be with me. So, I don't know. She'll probably keep me in check, unfortunately.
No, no, that's not an unfortunate thing.
No, it is. That's why I don't take mine.
Yeah. I mean, until Bell starts giving away their free swag, like sailor hats or something, we start knocking kids out of the way, like George Costanza in a fire alarm.
I wonder why they're kids at Great Taste.
We're like, get out of the goddamn way! What? Sailor hats are over here! Where? Over there!
Yeah, we did run.
Mary, we did run.
Mary, we have one thing to tell you about Beer Fest in Wisconsin, because you're uninitiated in this. The rule in Wisconsin is if you are a of age adult and you want to bring your teenager with you, you can buy them a ticket, and as long as you're the one that asks for the pour, you can bring any kid of any age, basically. Yeah. That's the rule of Wisconsin. You just have to ask for the pour and give that to your kid. So there will be some, I would say, teenager-style... 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Face thrown up in a porta potty.
Unfortunately, no. There was this information 15 years ago. When I
right?
That information has always existed.
It's a state of Wisconsin rule. So
that's like a Friday night fish fry. The 18-year-old is always... all up north.
What do you mean by that, Chuck?
Chuck's aware of this.
I will say
every
this,
bar I've ever been to, they're like... The bartender's like, hey, blah, 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 can your kid have a pour? Yep, not a problem.
That's so weird.
And it's all Spotted Cow.
Here's the rule about that, though. As far as the beer festival goes, it's the 1%. You will see it, but it won't be the norm.
No.
It won't be like there are teenagers running everywhere.
No, I didn't see
it's
this.
It's 1%.
It's not an Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. As long as they're not thrown up on me, I'm fine.
Oh, you'll get thrown up on. It just won't be by an 18-year-old.
It'd be Brian. Brian's going to throw
it
up on.
It could be me. It's a good chance.
Yeah.
So as of right now, from the podcast, we have 2, 4, 6, 7. 7 people from the podcast. And if we can include the girls, because
everybody
they've been on
their
podcast,
shirts, right?
9.
We're
so
all wearing the shirts.
We need to get
all
Manny
wearing
a shirt.
Yeah, Manny, we need to get your shirt. What size do you wear?
No, I'll give him one if he wears a
He wears
stretch.
An extra small.
Yeah, because
he
they're small.
He looks best without a shirt.
I'm a medium. I'm trying to stay a medium.
All right, who's got a medium?
Not it.
Stacy.
Medium
large.
Right. Stacy has a medium.
I mean, a large would work probably, too.
I got fat guy size. So
maybe.
No.
Me, too.
We might have one for you. We'll see. We'll talk to our shirt maker real quick.
We'll work on it this week and get back to you before we record next week.
Everybody needs to wear a shirt, though.
Yes.
I'll be wearing a shirt. Have you seen me?
Yeah.
I'm definitely wearing a shirt.
A Beer with Friends podcast.
Oh,
that's what it's
okay. Aren't we all wearing wigs? Oh, that's Screw City.
That's Screw
that's
City.
That's Screw City.
Yes. No.
Yes. Come on, Chuck.
Chuck is going to. Come on.
All right, Manny. Well, thanks for calling in. Did you have anything else you wanted to contribute on this week?
No, that's about it. Just wanted to call and say hello.
We're calling. We called right as we're winding down.
In a while, so.
Yeah, well... We'll have you on next week, so long as it meets your fits with your schedule, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let me know.
All right, buddy.
See ya, buddy.
Cheers.
Right.
See ya.
Take it easy.
There you go. Appreciate it. Next
Manny.
Week, Manny.
Yeah, Manny's awesome.
Nice.
Nice cover, Eric. Oh, yeah, we were going to put you on next week.
It's if you
totally next week.
If you looked on my planner, it's on my planner.
But it
my
just kind of worked out
good. Like,
yeah, he just typed that shit on there. Too.
We totally watched him like type.
You were
type,
adding
type,
it.
Type.
Oh, he did leave a voicemail. It's only 9 seconds. We don't need to play it.
No,
we don't need to
play. Hey, it's Manny. Give me a call.
Right?
We were probably calling as he was leaving the voicemail. Good times.
Hey, did we rate this beer?
No, we did not.
We need to rate this beer.
All right, Dennis, why don't you start then?
I'm going to say 4.5. It is tasty.
Yeah, I agree.
Bless you, my son.
4.25.
Wow.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
4.3. 4.25.
Right.
Back to the 4.3 rating. All right.
Four. A foe.
You can leave studio.
Right. Yes. Who's last?
Me.
And come out 4.5.
I'm gonna go 4.5.
I've had other Vlads and other hailstorms, and I gotta say I like the raspberry that we drank 2 weeks ago better than this.
Good thing I didn't bring that because I had the whole set from this year, and I was debating which one to bring. I couldn't know if I was going to do coffee or the maple or this one.
I gave the raspberry at least 4.25.
That raspberry is delicious.
The raspberry.
I say drink vanilla and coffee right off the bat because
there was only 3 of us here.
So
raspberry.
That means you guys got.
What was it called?
It was the porn stash. It was another hailstorm in Prison.
Oh, that
Scout.
Wasn't part of the Vlad.
It
series.
Wasn't part of the Vlad series.
Oh, they actually make a Vlad like this. That's raspberry.
That's raspberry. Okay,
no shit.
I'd be interested to try that then.
All right,
next
time.
please.
Next time.
Jameson.
Shit.
It's JMO. Shush.
Oh my god, what? Quit adding.
That's water.
Thank you.
What is going on?
It's JMO, it's water.
That couldn't be right.
Yeah, because you can't add. I'll take a big pour of water.
Can we do a breakfast complete shot?
Who's going to sleep?
I am. I get excited for that beer every year. I don't know why, but I like it.
What's this?
It
is good. Stuff?
For a quarter barrel-aged beer, I mean, it's...
And it's like $8.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I saw they had that vertical at Artale.
Oh, I wanted to get that. Like, I haven't had Woot Stout 2. That's the only one I haven't had.
Yeah, I had
I've
them all.
I still have one of everything.
They had them all at Artale.
I did have Woot Stout 1, I think, last year or 2 years ago at Artale. Or not Artale, but There Will Be Darkness at Olympic when he had it on tour.
Mm. Yeah. I drank them all right away.
Will
That's
Wheaton.
Right, he did have that on tour. Should I forget
Will
about that?
Wheaton.
I forgot about that. Fucking There Will Be Darkness is such a fantastic event.
Yeah.
When it is.
It's good, but it's not the same as Phobab.
No, but I mean, when it is, and the fact, well, for you, yeah, it's right down the
we're
fucking
talking about
street.
A bar versus a fucking festival.
Right, thank you.
I know, but
it's right down the fucking street for
I'm
you,
so,
dude.
I'm so sad I'm going to have to miss
there's this zero sure comparison. Sucks, thank you. Hornstache, as Hornstache a group, got a 4.
This one here, Vlad the Second with Vanilla,
4.5.
Okay. Yes!
Well, fair enough.
It destroyed it.
Ryan, can you give me a rinse there?
I sure can.
Fair enough, I'll give you that.
And that's with more people.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I got you.
You shit on There Will Be Darkness Day. What the fuck?
I love
man.
There Will Be Darkness Day.
You just shit on it, no, though. No, you did, too.
He just made a... He made a,
I,
he made
I had
a
chance...
He tried to make
all
a Bill the Science Guy observation, and he failed horribly.
It was an apples and oranges comparison.
No, you just made it like an apples and fucking peaches.
Go to the bathroom.
Well, what movie? And don't whack off.
Jesus Christ.
What movie was it?
Mike and Dave the Wedding Dates.
Yeah. That movie's funny as fuck.
I
just like Aubrey Plaza in that. She's...
I'm a, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with I Doubt It.
Okay. Well, we'll...
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We'll talk amongst yourselves.
We're going to plug all the sponsors.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Do this. Cause, and then
oh, because that comes out
half,
in a week, right?
Second half is... Right there.
Hey, if you guys want any hailstorm stuff, a good friend of mine is like real good friends with the brewer there, so I mean I can hook you guys up with stuff.
Dude, that raspberry you were talking about may be delicious. So,
well, Ryan brought an actual printed piece of news to me from yesterday.
Paper.
You know what's funny about this? Okay, let me just put this out there because
the
he's not here to edit it. He was literally, literally on real time this week's episode of Rock Vegas Podcast bitching about this paper being delivered to his house for free because they throw it in his fucking yard.
Yep. I listened to that
yes
same one. I
was
like,
literally bitching about
reading
it. He actually opened it and fucking
like,
read it.
Oh, hey,
so.
I'm surprised he can read, to be honest with you.
But the girl hosing off the elephant
is hot.
Really hot.
That's not an elephant.
It's
that's
a
cow.
The blonde is hot. I don't care who you
anyway
are.
It's still a cow.
Okay,
it's
so
about 4-H.
There's a brewery coming to Beloit.
Which one?
G5? It's
Beloit, the Gateway Brewery Business District. Yes, G5 Brewery.
I go past that every day on my way to work.
This is G5. Set for
have
1895 Gateway Boulevard.
Is Bone Feast their head brewer?
It will include a restaurant, outdoor seating, and patio area.
Okay.
No construction documents have been filed yet. So it's still
7 years
early. Yeah. Plans are for a spring 2018 opening.
Doubt it. Okay. They need to hurry up because my work would give them a shitload of business no matter how their beer
the business could start with a 10-barrel brewing system. So they'll do 310 gallons of beer each batch.
Did they announce this a year ago?
Yeah, that sign's been up there for at least 6 months with no activity.
They need to brew faster.
But I say, I could literally walk there from my work.
Nice. So.
It's right near 43 and 90.
Okay.
So it's very convenient for any beer
drinking
travelers out there.
Hormel chili eaters.
So, Brewhouse Consultant.
I look at that place every day, too.
And naturally, Brewhouse Consultant and nationally certified master beer judge Keith Simons was hired to.
Simmons,
right.
Richard Simmons.
Hired to establish the G5 Brewery brand.
tastes like cotton candy.
It will have up to 10 regular and seasonal brews and aim to grow by 10,000 barrels produced annually.
Hey, but again, it's another brewery close to us, so...
Jesus, give them credit. We were just talking about that. Some good beer. Yeah.
For any...
Off-kilter. I wish them the best.
Off-kilter's not bad.
Yes. Well, it just adds to our local footprint.
Everything's average. I mean...
Yeah, there's no... Nothing
Rock Bounty, their IPAs, I think, are really good.
For more information, visit their website, g5brewing.net.
There you go.
I think they missed an opportunity to be g6brewing.net, and they could have used the G6 song, but that's just me.
Ryan, did you find out who's throwing newspapers in your yard?
Who the fuck is throwing newspapers in your yard?
You're actually reading the newspapers that are being thrown in your yard?
No, here's the thing. This is what's funny, is normally it comes in a bag in my thing, so this, so like there's two different deliveries of newspapers.
Oh, I know, I listened to the whole 15-minute rant.
Yeah, well, it pisses me off. But anyways, this one is in my box. This is in a bag, and I pulled it out, and it's like this, and I literally take it to my recycle bin. As I'm walking up, I see brewery concept to move forward. I'm like, well, I might have to look at this one.
All right, fair enough.
But no, if this was on the ground, I would have been so angry, I would have thrown it right in the garbage. So,
cheers on new front page,
there's
guys.
There's two different people that deliver papers here, and it's the... I don't pay for any of it, but yet I get it.
Does it come in a
Which is funny, because it says 75 cents in the corner, like they charge for it.
And you get it free.
Yeah, I don't pay for it. It does say 75 cents.
Does it come in a red
bag? I'm going to be pissed if I find out that I'm paying for this through, like, my water bill or something.
Yeah, it was the Rockford Register Star guy.
You know what?
Pissed off.
Man. I better fucking call and find out if I'm paying for this shit. I don't want it.
It's probably my neighbors.
You're not paying
it's
for
like
it.
It's like three 60-year-old people that just deliver papers all day.
I used to deliver papers like that when I was like 10 for like $9 a week.
Rockford Times.
Shit,
It's the one that throw it in your yard as opposed to
your driveway.
You have a fucking thing on my mailbox to slide it into.
No.
Oh, there's your grass.
They just drive past
it. Brian. That's what it is. It's like...
Sorry, I started
That's called the paper. That's how it goes. The paper doesn't go in your mailbox.
I won't,
and the day
no,
that
the paper's
starts,
actually good enough to read.
The day that someone starts
putting
we're out paper
of time
in your mailbox...
To for you to go 45-minute
read. All right, I won't do it, but...
All right. G5 Brewing Company. So, hey, good luck to G5 Brewing Company.
Yeah, they're grass on the hill right now.
I hope their beer is awesome. That's all that I could hope, because it's right across from my work, and it's like 10 minutes from my house.
So we'll...
I'd go for a good brewery that close to
Let's reconvene in 2018 when they open up, and let's taste some of their beverages.
Oh, well,
hopefully
whenever.
They said 2018, so
hopefully
a
year from now. Let's just say a year from now, hopefully we can get something.
Less than
from
that,
there.
Spring.
Damn straight,
And have it on the show.
You know what?
Better in car
in like 8 months, live show.
Not hard.
We're there.
There you go.
That's really close.
Tubby can walk there, so.
From work, I can walk
from
there.
Work. He can go from work.
He can Uber from there to home.
I could, yeah.
Early podcast, so. But again,
either way, it's really not that bad.
Eric,
so.
Have you had anything from Rock County yet?
No, and I want to try their stuff.
All right. Next time they do an IPA, I got to share a growler with you.
You said they're good.
So. Yeah, I really liked their last, like, New England IPA they did. It was pretty good. So.
Nice.
Manny knows a brewer, too, so Manny can hook you up also.
Well, I'm going to be trying to bring in Barrel House Brewing, like I was telling Dennis earlier, my wife is in the middle of getting
my wife,
full
whose wife
sleeve tattoo.
Nice.
And
who's gonna sleeve?
Yeah, my wife. So
whose wife?
You're into that?
Awesome. How'd that go again?
I'm good with it. I'm really good with it, actually.
So you're into the
my
sleeve,
man,
huh?
My man, my wife.
Tad chicks are cool.
I told my wife that, too. She can get as many tattoos as she wants to.
Not on the boob, though. Not on the boob.
Hey,
do,
not
get a tattoo on the boob.
I'm totally with you. It's like sacred ground.
I love sleeves.
I'm just going to say this.
Back.
For
but
me,
not on the fucking boob. Just no.
From the neck below.
Let's also go with not above the
no butt. Head, no, neck, no, above boob,
you don't
no.
Like the tramp stamp?
Have they seen
no.
Louis yet, Ryan?
What's
sorry, beer father. I mean, Beer Ninja. Louie. Tattoo on his face.
Oh. Have you guys seen... You guys have never seen Louie, have you?
The TV show Louie?
You said
no.
T.S. My wife
is
T.S.
Yeah, I saw Madison in Milwaukee on there.
So,
I want to go to that Bernhardt's bar sometime.
Just talk amongst yourselves. I'll pull up some tattoos for you.
Okay.
So wasted.
And,
but no.
But, there's a brewery next door to the place where she's getting this work done over the next several months. So the agreement was after she came home empty-handed today, because she made a big deal about the fact that there was a brewery next door. I said, bring us something back. We'll drink it on the show. And she didn't bring anything back. It's like, no, no, you don't understand. I really want you to bring something
what
back.
What the fuck is that?
Every time. So from now on, it's going to be like, yes,
try that.
You need to pick up beer.
People
so
sick.
You guys want tattoos?
What the
no fuck? Face tattoos. What the fuck?
Is he a fucking juggalo?
Wait, what?
This is not a person we know.
It's not. This isn't a current photo. It's worse now.
Is that a person you know?
Yes.
He's a fucking juggalo?
He has the monster tattoo on his left cheek.
He has the... Okay, so he has...
Tattooed eyebrows.
Like a clown. Then he has the tear somewhere.
Right.
It's covered up now. He's got the crown of thorn of Jesus.
Jesus.
He's got devil horns.
What?
He's got my brother-in-law's handprint on his ass.
Does that say 815 on his one cheek?
He has 815 on his one cheek.
Wow.
He has the monster logo.
Holy
Here's,
shit.
There's his... He's got the he's got Jesus, he's got guns on his stomach, there's shit on his arms, he's tattooed everywhere.
Why?
Why? Because he's dumb enough to do it. See, that's proof that I know the guy before the tattoos on his face.
Okay. But why?
Meth is a hell of a drug.
He does have some mental issues.
I don't think meth's involved. He escaped an insane asylum, so...
And we're done.
You mean he walked out?
Nope.
And we're done.
He physically escaped naked.
Yeah, you mean he walked out?
Yeah.
It's
pretty easy to escape an insane asylum.
Well,
unless it's like the seventh floor of the
hospital. This was in downtown
hospital.
Chicago. He walked out and naked.
That's most insane asylums.
It's a good time.
Nice guy, though.
Nice guy.
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. He'll be on the show next week.
All right, I guess my rule will be I ain't getting my face tattooed until I get Mike Tyson money. I mean, before I blew it
up. Until you own a tiger.
Or I sell my brewery to fucking InBev.
There you go.
You have a brewery?
Did they ever say
so
what Wicked Weed
you
sold?
You guys should talk.
Eric, did they ever say what Wicked Weed sold for?
A buttload of fucking money.
All right, I got to look through the financial statements. Right, I got to find that.
Hang on.
I'm sure a buttload of money.
I'm gonna get all
500 million would be.
We're drinking Wood Stout, like we said, 2017.
And I love this beer. This is the best budget barrel-aged beer there is.
There's never been a better budget.
Right here.
Barrel-aged beer.
I Westified, I'll put up against it, but...
$23.5 billion.
No way.
Maybe. I
say
craft beer. Sorry.
I'll put High Westified
against
it.
No, that's what
the
high-end sold in 2016. That includes Goose Island. That includes Elysian. That includes 10 Barrel. That includes...
Golden Road.
Yeah.
Whatever. They own 9 breweries.
All the shit I won't drink anymore.
I had Golden Road out in Vegas just because I went to a place that's all they had was big beer. So, I mean, it's decent, but it's not anything I'm going to scout out. That's kind of how I feel about most of their brands. It's like, you'll drink it if you have to, but I mean,
I'll
take
Green
Line
today,
if you got nothing fucking else.
Here's my biggest pillar of today. When Goose Island got bought out, it was from the get-go, when they got bought out, the regular amber beer changed. It does not taste the same. And I am a more sophisticated drinker than I was then.
Nobody gives a shit about that. Right. Like,
in a different place, though.
I had a Goose Island IPA fucking 2 weeks ago, and I mean, it's one of those where it's like, if that was my only choice, I'd drink it, but man, there's so many.
Green Line is the only beer that
people say the same thing about Guinness.
Green Line is the only beer of Goose Island that I reach for because it's the only option available.
Yeah. I don't mind IPA fresh. I really don't.
Well,
it doesn't bother me
fresh.
I'll
be honest, Chuck. Since Guinness said they're going to start making beer in the United States, I'm kind of interested. If I know a beer's coming from there, to try it again to see how it tastes.
Instead of being made in Canada, because it wasn't...
Right.
Guinness was never made in... If you drank Guinness Draft, real Guinness Draft, the stuff you've had here has never been made in Ireland. Ever. Period.
Well, yeah, that's probably fucking...
Not Draft,
shit.
But
Foreign Extra, maybe.
Well, the old Guinness was.
But no,
Guinness in bottles was always made in fucking Ireland. They only had three versions of it. But draft,
untapped or in the can, it's always been made in Canada. Well, period, point blank, done.
But when we were 21,
there's
didn't
nothing
get it
wrong
in a can.
With that.
There wasn't widgets in Guinness.
Right.
It was
right.
Only in a bottle.
Right.
So
they didn't do cans until
or
maybe
took
5 years ago.
Or it took you 10 minutes to get a draft pour at a bar because nobody knew what a fucking pour.
Well, that's definitely true.
No, I waited for the head to dissipate on my snake bite today on purpose.
Right.
They're good at... They got it down. They had it down to a science at Mully's, but yeah, I agree with you.
Well, Woot Stout, I'm giving a 4.25. Because even though it's thin, because it is thin,
That's fine.
It's sweet, and it's roasty, and it hits all the notes that it's supposed to
hit. Yeah, for 25% barrel age, though, the barrel is prominent.
Well, let's put it this way. Besides Bourbon County, I mean, this is kind of like the best barrel age national release.
I can't wait to go back and buy more bottles of this if I see
sure.
it.
Period.
Bourbon County?
I mean, fucking $8, $9, whatever you paid for it. I mean, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculously.
Fuck Bourbon County.
The value is absurdly through the roof.
Four and a quarter for me, too.
Yeah. Stone Bombers are...
Will Wheaton.
I look forward to this every year. I always look forward to Stone and Joy buy beers.
Yeah.
All the time,
too. The Tangerine was good. I mean, for $4 Bombers, some of their stuff, too, is... It's,
yeah.
It's they're absurd. Actually, they're it's actually absurd. A big brewery that I buy on the regular because their beer is good.
It is good.
Absolutely.
And IPA
is I would like to buy more big breweries on the regular. Like, I remember there was some podcast I was listening to where they tried, like, five or six different of the original, like, craft beers, but their problem was they couldn't find any of them fresh.
Fresh enough.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had, like, a five-month-old Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and it tastes like...
I would love to have Stone's head brewer on our show.
Are you serious? That much money?
$800 million.
You said 500. You said 5.
Well, I figured if Bell's Point sold for $1 billion, you know, you kind of figure...
This is only the beginning, though, guys. This is the only beginning.
That's because a lot of money, dude.
Think about it. If you think back... And granted, some of the originators, like Sierra Nevada...
That's retarded money.
Or Stone, I don't see them ever selling out. They're going to pass it on before
that
they
ever sell. That can't be a real number, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw $400 million, even half of it. You throw $400 million at me for anything.
If you throw $1 million for this whole network... You can have it.
For Dignity or whatever else, I'm your huckleberry.
Yeah, I kind of feel your way, Ryan, too, where if you built a brand and somebody wanted to buy it, I'd probably turn around and buy another, you know, start another brand.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Obviously, you can do it once, you can do it again.
You're the D3R network.
It would depend on the terms for that for that $1 million.
You're
my bitch from now on for the rest of
your
life.
No, they'd probably give you some sort of
thing, and I would start a new one. Or I wouldn't agree to it.
You'd probably say something like, okay, you can't do anything
for
like
bitch,
2 years.
We're going to $2 million.
Right.
If I have to be your bitch, I want more money.
You can't podcast for the next year, and you can't do this style.
I get a year off.
I'm with him on this, yeah.
Hey,
I'll write a book.
If and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. So
ifs and buts,
we're moving on.
Moving on
to our sponsors.
I didn't drink the Woot Stout. I actually drank the Jameson Cascade. All
right, what do you rate the Jameson?
The Jameson, I gave a 4.
Okay.
I like Jameson.
Yeah, that's it.
For what?
Yeah, that's
what's in your glass?
Woot Stout 4.25.
Sorry. Y'all drank the Woot Stout. There was only Jameson left.
I do a really solid 4.
You
make sure it's solid next to it.
Hey, we should go to McDonald's.
Wait,
what? As long as we
don't get kids. I'll drive.
Just don't take a nap.
I'll drive.
Oh, she's going to take a nap while he's driving.
No, I park first.
Oh, shit.
There's too many jokes there. Do we have Matt left? Is that it?
No.
Wait, are you going to the guy?
Me left.
Just you?
No. I crossed Dennis out because he had Jameson.
Sorry. Yeah. I blame Matt for that.
Sorry, I mean it's that the castmates in a craft beer barrel stout edition. So I figured it was relevant.
It's deliciousness.
It is good. I'm glad I bought that the once. But
Eric, do some sponsors, and then I'll give you the winners and losers of today's show.
There you go.
Give me a little scotch of that. Thank you for listening. If you want to help support the podcast, there's several ways you can do that. First and foremost, you can go to theairyman.com. Click on the sponsor tab and go to the Amazon banner. Buy anything you would normally buy on Amazon. Ooh, pretty. You can purchase whatever you would normally buy on Amazon, and a small portion of your sale will go back to the network and the podcast in general. Also, you can go to the PhoenixBrewDoodles.com. You can buy products for your luscious beard. There's only one person in the room that doesn't have a beard, and he's the guy that's the new dad.
Oh, shit.
What is up with that? You've never been a beard guy, have you?
No. I'll use the famous Alan Harper line that I learned in the 2.5 Men when people stopped watching, that I look like a possum with chemo.
Fair enough.
And I go like a week and it itches and it's crazy. I don't think my wife would like it. So, I mean, you guys with beards, you all look very sexy, but me, I'll
I'm officially to the point where I'm done trimming for the summer. I'm going to let it grow for the winter at this point. So I'm just going to trim my mustache and clean up the sides. I'll be headed back to good old the parlor to get my touch up on my beard from this point on. So
nice.
To make sure that they keep it neat and tight. I can do pretty good on my own at this point, but they're the ones that keep it in check. But the thing that I have on tonight, and the thing that I have on most Thursdays, just for the podcast more than anything, is the official beard oil of the Beard Friends podcast.
I like your beard.
Yeah. Leaves your beard silky, shiny,
God,
smooth.
I'm a goddamn good.
And it smells like hops. How can you go wrong?
Brian, can you play your drop?
Which one?
The one for your son.
Oh boy!
I always miss
sure
that episode.
Well, because Eric kind of stomps
like
over
name.
It. He doesn't like it at all.
I like Rob Zombie.
Sorry.
It should be called Skittles. That's what it smells like. It smells like Skittles.
Pussy tastes like Skittles.
Like
Skittles. So unless you're eating the wrong pussy.
Oh!
Mic drop.
Sorry.
Supper
club.
It's not...
Sorry.
Don't take offense to it.
Just tell me what your wife eats on a daily basis, and
Skittles.
We'll make all that happen.
Skittles.
Okay, whatever.
Taste the rainbow.
Sorry,
anyway, use the promo code D2R. That's letters...
I think I won.
D, the number 2, and the letter R, and you'll get 10% off and a free sample.
Bless
you.
So, D2R.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much for listening. The rails have come off, and I'm drinking whiskey at this point.
Uh-oh.
So,
whiskey with friends.
And it's JMO aged in a stout barrel. So
start the slow clap right
beer.
Now.
Like friends.
It's very tasty.
It's mixed
so.
With my wood stuff, so we'll finish that beer.
Gal, you're a fucking demon. Put you down.
Tubby, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
as always.
Guys,
yeah,
man. Please invite me back.
Come more.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got plenty of beer. I can come back anytime.
It's
anytime
always then. Good to hang with the bee.
You can come next week with Manny.
Yes. White Sinbad's always good for a chuckle.
What? Yeah.
And you're always going to hear me and Ryan. So.
Yeah, there'll always be me and Eric, yeah. That's for sure.
So there's no thank you for you or me.
Not whatsoever.
We'll always be here. But
we're too dedicated. You and I should not show up one week. We should just say fuck.
I'll do it.
Exactly.
You guys figure it out. Go ahead.
Now, White Sinbad, Tubby, and Chuck podcast.
It'll be recorded on our iPhones.
Damn straight.
It would be a lot of talking, but it would be a lot of this. Not a whole lot of nothing. Because you guys wouldn't remember to turn the fucking dial.
I have a mixer at home. I know.
Why aren't you recording then?
I got 2 turntables and a microphone.
No. Fuck you. I get enough entertainment.
We don't need DJ Dennis.
Last and most importantly, check us out on our social medias.
Yes.
BeerFriendsPodcast at gmail.com. BeerFriendsPodcast on Instagram. BWF Podcast on Twitter. And BeerFriendsPodcast on Facebook.
Leave a fucking voicemail. I don't want to be the only one. Me and Manny.
Tubby and Manny are the superstars. Yeah. And occasionally some phantom guy that shows up every once in a while to be on the show, but then calls in otherwise. Wow. So I don't want to have to call my own show just to make joke calls.
Right.
Is that a dig at you?
Tubby. Tubby, you are a Superman.
Superfan.
I think it's me.
And literally one show away from just being part of the gang. I mean, once you hit your third appearance, you're
it's
got to
be 5
family.
Before you get the jacket, right? How many episodes?
I don't know.
Saturday Night Live, you have 6.
Corey hasn't got his jacket. Letty, he's probably like 6 or
he's only been here 3 episodes, I think.
I can't commit to every week, but you know what?
You
call me when you can. If you need somebody, I'll see what I can do.
Right.
You guys are close. I only live like 5
minutes.
Let me
get you a number
away,
on that.
So.
Nice.
Well, we're done with that.
All right.
Anyway, the Beer with Friends podcast, as always, drink well and drink craft. Cheers.
I'll get you that number in a second.
To the D2R Podcast Network, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, give us a rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it.
Your word of mouth is our only advertising, so please do us a solid. Share us with everyone you know. Thanks for listening.